Always wonders. Dan Hudson, thank you so much for joining us. Music journalist and critic Dan Hudson, appreciate you joining us. I'm almost done for another day. Delighted to be joined by Mr. John Holmes. So how is your Gangnam Style today?
My Gangnam Style. Do you know, I know that's not now the most watched video, except as you were talking about, but I've never seen that video and I never will.
I think you can live with it. It's kind of just people doing Gangnam Style, really. I mean, it's sort of, you know.
I can't remember what that is, to be honest.
It's the best way.
Is it? Right.
Yeah, this is not something I spend.
It's what you're
time
wearing
doing.
Now, Gangnam stuff. Is that that?
What, jeans and a top.
Yeah,
not really. We're back to winter anyway. Everyone's back in jeans.
It's true.
No, but this thing, it's not something I spend my time doing. Watching YouTube videos, I've never really understood.
That's because we are not 12.
Is that what it is?
Yes, that's you know, we're old fashioned. We're old school,
baby.
Julia Hartley-Brew. We don't know about the bite sized clips of things.
We don't know. Tell us what. Give us a bite sized clip of your show.
Ah, good. Well, obviously, we know now why Hillary Clinton did not win the U.S. election. It's because
enough people voted for her.
Well, no, the reason was, of course, the Russian emails that Donald Trump Jr. Has been releasing prove that Hillary Clinton had a washing machine in the kitchen. And that just nailed her chances, because that's disgusting, according to Kirstie Alsop.
I know. I keep mine, obviously, in the laundry room in the West Wing.
Of course, well, obviously.
As we all do. Yeah. I'm actually best about to go and write an article for a major national newspaper called The Sun about this very, very topic.
Obviously you are.
Yeah, Ms. Kirstie Alsop, bonkers posh. That's what she is. That's all coming up on John Holmes' show after 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price, with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off laminate worktops, all when you buy 5 or more units. Hurry, ends tonight at 10 p.m.
It's lights out, and away we go. That emergency plumbing job is no match for Nigel and his Renault traffic van. It's his best performance yet. Renault Pro Plus vans are trusted as the logistics partner to the Renault Sport Formula One team, delivering vital components day in, day out. See how the award-winning Renault Pro Plus range can power your team with reliability and aftercare service you can count on. Visit one of our Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got massive stocks on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got new lower prices on Facro centre pivot roof windows, like a 550 by 780mm window for only £128 ex-VAT. To find more great trade prices and thousands of products in stock, go to selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. Thanks to the tea, Stuart. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Wednesday today, and Victoria's got your Wednesday news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, more criticism of Grenfell Council. The EU hits back at Boris and have fewer kids to help the environment.
Talk Radio.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan says the response to the Grenfell Tower fire has been poor, inadequate and shameful. He made the comments after the incoming leader of the local council suggested she'd never been inside a tower block before the disaster. Elizabeth Campbell later clarified her comments. But Andy Slaughter, a former Shadow Housing Minister and Labour MP for neighbouring Hammersmith, isn't impressed.
Who is in charge on the ground? We were told last week that there would be some commissioners or something going in to help. I've heard nothing about them whatsoever. What I have heard is the leader of Kensington Council is saying that she's never visited a tower block. What is actually going on the ground in Kensington and Chelsea? They are not taking this seriously.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiators hit back after the Foreign Secretary said the bill facing the UK when it leaves the union is extortionate.
I'm not hearing any whistling, just the clock ticking.
That's Michelle Barnier, who says Britain must recognise its financial obligations. Professor of EU law and human rights Steve Pearce has told Talk Radio that amount shouldn't be as high as some predict.
Legally speaking, we should be on the hook only for contracts signed before the date of Brexit or other kind of legal relationships like a pension that lead up to the date of Brexit. And that will add up a few billion, but it won't get anywhere near 100 billion.
The US president has defended his eldest son, saying he's been open, transparent and innocent about a meeting with a Russian lawyer linked to the Kremlin. Donald Trump Jr. was trying to dig up dirt on Hillary Clinton ahead of the election, but admits he didn't get anywhere. In the last few minutes, a violent prisoner who was mistakenly released from jail years too early has been arrested in Birmingham. A clerical error meant Ralston Dodd was let out just 9 months into a 9-year sentence. And it's been suggested the best way of cutting carbon emissions is for people to have fewer children. Swedish and Canadian climate change researchers say avoiding air travel and going vegetarian would also have a far greater impact than using low-energy light bulbs.
Less.
It's actually not.
Thanks.
You're wrong.
Thanks, Victoria. Very much indeed. There. Are you climate friendly? Just out of interest.
Sometimes I like to recycle. I cycle in, and I haven't eaten meat for quite a while. So yeah.
Well done.
How climate friendly are you, father of two?
Fairly friendly, because all I do is I eat the children.
I mean,
and then I recycle them.
I think you're lying when you say that.
So it's fine. Anyway, how's your? It's hot in here, isn't it?
It's really hot.
What has Julie Holly-Brew been doing?
I told her off.
Why is it so hot in here? It's boiling hot.
It's anger, isn't it?
Yeah, she get penned up, isn't she? Like a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
And then when some magma comes out of her. That's probably what's all over this chair.
Oh, that explains it. Oh,
nice. Mm. Anyway, Victoria, thank you for the news.
Yes, shall I do the weather?
Yeah, oh, yes, please.
Talk Radio National Weather. Mm-hmm.
Dry and bright for most this afternoon. In the sunshine, it's going to feel warm. Highs of 23 degrees.
And in the studio. What's the high in the studio, would you say?
Oh, well, warmer than it says it is.
Well, what does it say it is?
I can't see from here.
Let me check.
Okay. Yeah, no. It's meant to be cool 17.
It really is not that.
No.
This is a hot 34.
Ugh.
Don't you think?
Yes. It's not on.
It's not on.
Who do we complain to?
I was about to say the same thing. I don't know.
Oh. Denny? Nah.
Useless. No point.
I've already whinged at Julia.
All right. Anyway, that's the highs in this studio. So let's take Ben now. He's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Defending champion Andy Murray aims to become the second British player into the Wimbledon semi-finals. He's first on centre court this lunchtime against Sam Querrey. Arsenal striker Olivier Giroud says he's not sure if he'll still be at the Emirates by the time the transfer window closes. He's been linked with a potential move away following the signing of Alexander Lacazette from Lyon. As for the new arrival, one player that's looking forward to linking up with him is Aaron Ramsey. He's been speaking with TalkSport Down Under.
Just about building up these relationships with all the players, understanding how they play and how you're going to work off that. So no, he's a quality signing. His record is it's been very good over a number of years, so yeah, I'm excited to see what he's capable of in the Premiership.
Finally, cricket. Nottinghamshire's Luke Fletcher has been ruled out for the rest of the season with a head injury he picked up in the T20 blast. The bowler was hit by the ball at Edgbaston on Saturday. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There's Ben there with the pre-recorded sport that was powered by Talk Sport, and Victoria had the live news. It's it's Wednesday, so let's just get Wednesday's programme out of the cupboard.
Talk Radio.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Don't know what to get this lunchtime? Live bolder with McDonald's Big Flavour Wraps. Discover the garlic mayo chicken one with juicy tomato, succulent chicken and garlic mayo in a soft toasted tortilla wrap. Today's $1.99 wrap of the day. From 10:30 a.m., participating restaurants only, rest of range available at regular price.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio, home of the yellow ball. Hashtag mystery object for your own testicles.
Yes! So, I found one.
What? Testicle? Thank you. Non-platformed enable splaining. N-word shame.
Fluorescent yellow.
What is that? Monocalcum citrate. This could be the anal glands of a spider, for all I know. I think this is really interesting. Warm bottle of Prosecco.
Which can't leave.
Camel wrangling. Can you be gored by a camel?
No.
Well, what if it...
Camels don't gore, do they? They spit.
Tell us what colour a tennis ball is. I mean, it's obviously yellow.
Tennis balls are green.
Tennis balls are yellow.
Green.
Yellow.
Green!
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am bound to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
I mean, they're yellow. So as Donald Trump Jr. Oh, and by the way, before we even start this, it's about time we called the Americans out for their stupid, egotistical naming their own children with their own name and then adding Jr. on the end. Like, that makes it okay, obsession. No, it doesn't make it okay, all right? It's weird and creepily, mildly incestuous. It also doesn't do them any favours, does it? If you're having a child and you're just going to give it your name... doesn't do them any favours at all, having to live in this particular instance in a big orange shadow. It's not the right thing to do. See also Nigella Lawson. You can't just add Ella on the end of Nigel and expect that to be okay. It's not okay. Things with Junior in the title have an inbuilt implication that it's not as good as the senior, don't they? Historically speaking, if you think about it, a junior hacksaw, it's not as good as a proper hacksaw, is it? Junior Kickstart. Right, that was children competing on motorbikes around a course on BBC One in the 1980s with Peter Purvis. And it wasn't as good as the grown-up version Kickstart, all right? Just me on that memory then, but all right. Junior Doctors, all right? Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt hates you. See? Stupid. Stop it. And yes, I know Larry Mullen Jr. is Irish. All right, but if there was a competition for stupidest name in U2, he'd only get third place. So think on that. Anyway, Donald Trump Jr. has released these emails, of course, that appear to be evidence of electoral collusion with the Russians. Now, he has this afternoon, just before we came on air, released some more. I have them here. So this is an email from... Vladimir Putin to Donald Trump Jr. The other way around. This is Donald Trump Jr. to Vladimir Putin. Beg your pardon, just reading them for the first time here. Hi, Vlad. How's things? How would you like to interfere in the US election? The password to the Pentagon's hard drive is Nixon1234. So there's no evidence there, then, is there? But Trump, for his part, does say that particular email came to nothing. It's fine. There's another one here. This time it's from Vladimir Putin to Donald Trump Jr. It says, hi, Junior. Thanks for your email. Hey, this weekend, while your dad was staying in Moscow, my secret services filmed him being weed on by prostitutes. Lols. Lol. Roll on floor of Kremlin laughing. It's from him. So there's no evidence in that either. This one, though, could pretty much be damning. Probably explains why Hillary Clinton lost the election. So it's from Russia again. It says, hi, Junior. We have uncovered evidence that Hillary Clinton has a washing machine in her kitchen. That is disgusting. And then it goes on to point out that Kirsty Alsop is a Russian agent. So, now that'll make no sense if you haven't seen the Kirsty Alsop Twitter rant story. More anon on that. Anyway, hello, welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes and... well, here's what we've got. Here's what awaits ye. Abandon hope, all ye who enter the gap between 1 and 4 o'clock in the afternoons, brackets, weekdays, close brackets. It's coming. Headline Hijack is on the way. All you have to do, as you well know, is make up a news story using words and phrases and sentences and punctuation that you know and understand. Send that to us and your fake news lie could be said as truth in the 2pm bulletin. You're aiming it squarely, as many do, at Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. And when it's not crammed full of vegetarian sausage, it's crammed full of news. And out it will come. She'll spit it out at around 2 o'clock. So the lines are open now. Here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
There's the Twitter thing, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
There it is. Diversity paper review as well in this hour, of course. It's where we go through the papers. Each day we do it with a different diversity. Today, Kyle is in and he's English, Jamaican and Welsh. Makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. There'll also be one of our foreign correspondents in today reporting for us from somewhere foreign on a foreign story in foreign. Work experience punditry, where our work experience reviews things for us for budget reasons. Today, Daisy's in. She's got a roundup of hipster nonsense. If it pops up out there, it'll pop up in here. What hipster crap is new for you to go and waste your money on? Daisy will have the details. Just after 2:30. And, well, you know as well as I, students of history, there have been many notable clashes throughout the centuries. The Cavaliers and the Roundheads, of course, in the War of the Roses. The American Civil War, when North versus South pitched brother against brother. Piers Morgan and everyone else on Twitter. Great historical clashes all. But surely the greatest of them is when Current Affairs goes up against the Japanese poetry. But that, when it does, my friend, produces not conflict, but beauty. It's where we explain the news, which is very complicated. It's very complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
It's where news meets short-form Oriental verse. It's the news in haiku. All your reactions as well, very welcome this afternoon. We will take your reactions, and if you've got one, send it to us in the usual way. Here's one that's come in. Here's a reaction.
John, I don't care if it hurts. I want to have control. That's coming from Tom in York.
Thank you very much, Tom. There's a big debate at 3. Professor Stephen Hawking will be along to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. There's Victoria's bonus news. Today,
Vegetable news.
And there will be a game of dead or alive. From a list of things, can you tell me whether they are dead or whether they are alive? Let's meet the team. Ginger Dave is here today.
Ahoy.
He's here. Run, students, while you can. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Don't make me finish the sentence in a way that's unbroadcastable.
Chloe's on the buns. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. Paid intern Cornelius is
here.
I'm
Hello.
John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. And it's in the afternoons. And we must begin with music, because it links us to today's big story. That's how we do things around here. A neat segue from the menu to the first story we'll be discussing and talking about and analysing in quite some depth. But what is that story? I'm not going to tell you now. You need to work it out. Play along at home just for fun. No prizes. From the clues contained within the song that is Guns N' Roses.
Your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding, look at the fear we're feeding, lives we're leading,
way we've always done before.
It's Guns N' Roses, it's Civil War.
Well, when they shot the man who said peace could last forever. And in my first memories, they shot Kennedy. I went numb when I learned to see.
But how does it link to today's big story? That is the question, of course. The song always links. It could be the song, the title of the song. It could be the name of the band. But somehow it links to today's big story. Producer Dave's been working hard analysing the algorithms within the song order to get to the story that it links to. Dave.
Very easy today, John.
Go on then.
Let me take you through it very quickly.
Go on then.
Guns N' Roses,
the
Civil War.
Yes.
Civil War, some famous civil wars, of course, the English Civil War,
yep,
the Spanish one, and the American Civil War.
Civil War.
Who was the president during that? Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Abraham Lincoln, obviously named after Abraham from the Bible, famous Bible character.
Right.
Other Bible characters, Moses.
Yep.
Judas.
Yes.
Noah. Who built that big old boat, didn't he?
Yep.
Put the animals
the
on
ark.
It.
Yeah.
Because the ark, thank you Cornelius, because there was a flood.
Yes.
Flood, Toby Flood, is a famous English rugby player.
Right.
Who wore the number 10 shirt for England.
Yeah.
Which was previously inhabited by Johnny Wilkinson.
Yep.
Who, of course, scored that last minute drop goal against Australia in the 2003 World Cup.
Australia,
remember that?
Australia.
Australia, of course, the capital of Australia is...
Yes.
Canberra.
Right.
Not, as a lot of people think, Sydney.
Yes.
But Sydney, of course, famous for other things like the Harbour Bridge, the Opera House.
Yeah.
And being the birthplace of Johanna Konta, the tennis player.
Yes.
Which brings us to today's big story, John.
Yes.
Johanna Konta becomes the first British woman to reach the Wimbledon semi-finals since 1978. Well, she's technically British now.
You just said she was Australian.
I said birthplace.
Makes Australian, really, doesn't it?
Well, you take that up with the courts.
Oh, well, yeah. Sorry, what's the subject?
The birth courts. It's just Johanna Konta getting to Wimbledon semi-final last night.
Anyway, no, it's not that. It's Guns N' Roses. What's significant about Axl Rose, who sings for Guns N' Roses, and indeed the rest of the band?
Oh.
They're all male. They're men. They're all male. So it's about Trump's email. So it's easy now, you know.
Yeah, it's much easier, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is easy, isn't it? Yeah. So we need to talk about Donald Trump Jr.'s emails, which of course are taking up much of the news agenda today. The back and forth meetings with Russia, even though he said there never was one. He said that he didn't tell his dad about it. Oh, didn't tell daddy. Yeah, right, okay. So we're going to be talking to somebody. Asprod Cass is through the glass. It's her job to get us a guest next. Hi, Cass.
Yep.
Could you get us a guest next? All right, okay. And we'll talk to them on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. There's no afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Don't know what to get this lunchtime? Live bolder with McDonald's Big Flavour Wraps.
Discover the garlic mayo chicken one with juicy tomato, succulent chicken and garlic mayo in a soft toasted tortilla wrap. Today's $1.99 wrap of the day. From 10:30 a.m, participating restaurants only, rest of range available at regular price.
MyCarMeter.com.
Oh no, the MOT's due and it needs a service.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarmeter.com.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we have two lanes closed, very slow traffic due to two accidents. That is on the M1 northbound between Junction 39 and Junction 40. Lanes 1 and 2 are closed there. Elsewhere in Greater Manchester, slow traffic on one lane blocked due to a multi-vehicle accident. It's on the M60 anti-clockwise between Junction 18 and Junction 17. The outside lane there is closed. And at Somerset, very slow traffic due to an earlier broken down lorry. It's on the M5 northbound between Junction 24 and Junction 23. I'm Sammy Jolo.
What gets you moving? The opportunity for an adventure? The chance to fulfill a dream? The promise of a kiss? Or that song that makes you want to move? One thing that is bound to get you moving is the all-new Seat Ibiza. It's Auto Express's best Super Mini 2017, and to celebrate its launch, Seat is giving you 1 year's free insurance on the all-new Ibiza SE. Be the first to see it at the Seat dealer event between the 21st and the 23rd of July.
Insurance offer available on qualifying all new 2018 Ibiza SE models for drivers aged 18 and over, subject to eligibility. T's and C's apply. For full details, visit insure.co.uk/Ibiza. Seat Motor Insurance is arranged and administrated by Carrot Risk Technologies Limited.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and let us talk about today's big story. What do we know? We know that Donald Trump Jr. received the political equivalent of one of those emails from a Nigerian prince. It was offering Hillary Clinton information rather than millions of Nigerian money trapped in a bank account in Lagos. He didn't ignore it either, like the rest of us would. He set up a meeting via the British PR of a Russian pop star who happened to have once worked on a Miss Universe competition owned by Donald Trump. It also happens that the Russian pop star is the daughter of a Moscow-based property developer who developed Trump Tower in Russia. It's like John le Carré meets Love Island. Trump Jr. released those emails because he knew the New York Times were about to, and he's now saying that yes, he did meet with Russians when he previously said he hadn't, but had forgotten. And anyway, he never, ever, 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 ever crossed my heart and hope to die, stick a smoking gun in my eye, told his dad, Big Donald, about it. Anyway, I'm calling, well, we all are, let's be honest, BS on that story. Because if it sounds like BS and it looks like BS, then it smells of whatever the president puts in his hair to keep it in that shape. I call fake news bad. On the line is Dr. Ivan Gololobov. He's a teaching fellow, Department of Politics, Languages and International Studies at the University of Bath. Hello, Dr. Ivan.
Hello, John.
Hello there. I'm from that name, Ivan. I'm guessing you might have a Russian connection. Am I right?
Yes. I am Russian by birth. Yeah, and Russian is my mother tongue.
All right. Well, listen, it's good to have you on as one of the enemy. So is this a smoking gun? I mean, where we are now? These emails have been released. There's a lot of, you know, there are four particular damning phrases in there, as we know. We've been reading the news. You know, is it a smoking gun for the Trump administration, do you think?
Well, it's not that easy to say, because we probably know as much as all our listeners know themselves who are interested, because the information is pretty scarce on that. And from the Russian side, it's even less than from the English, because it's a way kind of less important affair in the kind of Russian speaking world than it is in the English speaking world. So at the moment, I don't think we can. I think it's some the very reaction of Trump Jr. to kind of engage in this kind of affair might be some sort of potential smoke for the gun.
Yeah.
But as the kind of information which is available at the moment doesn't say much after that.
It's going to, I mean, this obviously, what's interesting about it as well, it's the result of a great deal of investigation by journalists at the New York Times and I think some of the Washington Post as well. But certainly to preempt it, Trump sort of released, Trump Jr., this is, has released all this stuff himself. Claiming he forgot about it and he didn't tell his dad about it anyway, even though it was, you know, supposedly this information and the line in those emails about the Russian government particularly being behind Trump's campaign and so on. I mean, what does it tell us about, you know, and you can speak from, you know, from in terms of your home country, but what does it tell us about the Russian attitude towards Trump and indeed towards the Western world?
Well, this particular incident, I don't think it kind of can tell us a lot. I mean, the person whom Trump Jr. Met, Natalia Veselnitskaya.
This is the lawyer, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, she's the lawyer who was absolutely unknown to in Russia before this the scandal. I mean, she's a pretty enigmatic person, not mentioned anywhere with relations to any official from the high up the levels of Russian government, and the only connections which she had is indeed the show business affiliated people. I mean, Agalarov and his relatives, who are personal friends of Trump Sr.
Yeah.
So the only thing which can possibly link the whole affair to the Russian official circles is the style in which it was conducted, more or less, i.e. Something which was quite probably hit bigger news in Russia than the scandal itself is the bills presented by Natalia Veselnitskaya and her expenses, which are absolutely astronomical. So this kind of kleptocratic style of doing things is pretty much what is a lot of Russian opposition, for example, accused Russian government of Russian officials.
Yeah.
So in terms of style, probably yes. In terms of content, we don't know much at the moment.
Okay, well, I mean, in terms of you're sort of obviously from the Department of Politics, so in terms of where the Trump family go now, what was interesting earlier, obviously, they're a family, aren't they? And this is the Trump family rally around each other. Does it feel to you, like I think it does to all of us really, is that Trump Jr. sort of, they've had a meeting behind the scenes, and Trump Sr. has said, right, you have to take the fall for this. You have to say you didn't tell me anything about it and I didn't know anything about it, and you have to go out there and put that story forward. Is that what it smacks of?
Well, as you probably can see, and a lot of people who are kind of trying to analyze the American politics with relations to Russian politics, that Trump is actually copying a lot of political style of from the Russian president.
Which
Vladimir
speaks
Putin.
Volumes in itself, in many ways.
Yes, and in particular what is called clientism is doing things through close circle of friends where such thing as favors is always welcome, is more kind of more effective way of doing things rather than sticking to particular regulations and sticking to the law, for instance. In this way of doing things, most of the things are always covered. You never know how things done. But with that, the very fact that Trump so eagerly copying the Russian clientist politics is obviously probably even more smoke than the meeting of the Trump Jr. himself.
Yeah, all right. I mean, this is this is the latest one, isn't it? Because there have been certainly more than one Trump sort of aides have said they've had no contact with Russia during the election campaign. Michael Flynn, as we know, did, and he had to resign and stuff. I mean, do we in a word, Dr. Ivan, do we really believe that Donald Trump Jr. did not tell Daddy about the fact that some Russian might have information on Hillary Clinton that might help their chances in the election?
I personally don't think so. Obviously, as this is Clintist politics and like Clintist economics, is all done in term, at the level of talk. People constantly talk, people constantly know what the others do. And the other particular feature of this type of relationships is it's highly hierarchical. The guy on top knows and owns the guy below. So Trump Sr. possibly knows absolutely everything about what every single of his subordinates does.
Yeah.
This is how these things work. And I don't believe that there are some sort of things of which he was unaware.
And this, all it will have done, of course, is stirred the hornet's nest of journalists even more trying to prove that link, of course. This is Dr. Ivan, thank you very much indeed for talking to us there. Good to get a sort of Russian perspective on it. Dr. Ivan Gololobov, Teaching Fellow, Department of Politics and International Studies at Bath University.
Gololobov.
Dr. Ivan
Gololobov. It's a longer version of the acronym LOL, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it stands...
It's the Russian.
Yeah, it stands for guffawing often, laughing out loud, obsessively bursting our veins.
That's right, that's exactly.
So funny, because my mum always, she thinks it stands for given often lots of love, obsessively bursting our veins, but she's just wrong. It means guffawing often, laughing out loud, obsessively bursting our veins.
Right. Does your mum burst your veins often?
No.
Okay, not what I've heard. But anyway, it's much like the... are we sure? Okay, right, because the Trump family are sort of rallying around in high-end politics. It's like the Lannisters. Okay, it's like, are we sure Trump's entire presidency isn't just a big PR push for the new series of Game of Thrones?
Mm.
Because that could be the case.
You've got big budgets for those PR campaigns
exactly.
these days,
so the entire thing could have just been leading up to the launch of the new Game of Thrones series this week. Right, so that could, I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, get in touch if you've got evidence that Russian agents colluded specifically with Donald Trump. Maybe you've got that film of weeing prostitutes in that Moscow hotel room. Do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
In the next half an hour of the programme, we'll be going through the newspapers with Kyle. It's today's diversity paper review. And, of course, Headline Hijack is also on the way. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
The new leader of Kensington and Chelsea councillors tried to clarify comments she made about never visiting a tower block before the Grenfell fire. Elizabeth Campbell says she has been inside many high-rises before, but has never stepped foot into someone's flat.
I'm sorry, yes, a canvas, but I thought people had asked me whether I'd actually been into people's flats. I've been into other flats and lots of other things, but I was racking my brains to be within a flat in a tower block.
The incoming council leader insists she has the relevant experience for the job, having worked with disadvantaged families for 7 years. But London Mayor Sadiq Khan says her comments won't fill residents with confidence. A gay man has won a legal battle to get the same pension rights for his husband as a mixed-sex couple. 66-year-old former cavalry officer John Walker wanted to ensure his partner would get some of his pension income in the event of his death. The US president has defended his eldest son after news broke that he met a Russian lawyer to try and dig up dirt on Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump says Donald Trump Jr. has been open, transparent and innocent. A prisoner who was released by mistake just 9 months into a 9-year sentence has been arrested. Roston Dobb was tracked down in Birmingham. His sentence for nearly stabbing someone to death wasn't recorded properly by a court. And the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh have welcomed the King and Queen of Spain to the UK. They're visiting London on a 3-day state visit. Conservative MPs are threatened to walk out if King Philippe lays claim to Gibraltar in a speech in Parliament. The weather dry and bright for most this afternoon, feeling warm and the sunshine, highs of 23 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
Yes, there is, Victoria. That's very good. Thank you for bringing us the news. So
contractually obliged.
I know. So newsily. Now, today...
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Victoria's news at 3:30 will contain a bonus. It's bonus news because her bulletins, as you can see by looking at your radio, are much smaller than they used to be. So we have to make the time up because she gets paid the same money. No such gig economy round here.
I'm grateful for the fact that my pay has not been reduced.
Yeah, but your workload has. So it's
not necessarily. It can be argued
not very well, because it's simply a minute fewer news, isn't it? So you have to make the time up. She does it at 3:30. It's bonus news. Did we bring you animal? We bring you vegetable. We bring you mineral. We've decided one Tuesday a month we'll bring you fungal, because we've discovered that's neither an animal, a vegetable, or a mineral. So there we are. So today is vegetable news. Have you...
Vegetable news.
No.
No?
No.
No vegetable news to tease us with?
Vegetable news.
Right.
No.
No.
I mean, I'll do it, but not now.
Okay. Well, the enthusiasm is running high in here as the nation awaits today's vegetable news. Thank you, Victoria.
Vegetable news.
Yeah, headline hijacks on the way next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The best things in life are free.
As the Beatles and the Flying Lizard sang, the best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money, only we never have enough money, so I'm delighted to welcome to the next Full Set Breakfast Miss Moneypenny herself, Queen of the Money Gurus, advisor formerly to Arnold Schwarzenegger, ITV's Queen of Mean, Gemma Godfrey with me, Paul Ross, saving you money and telling how you can earn a fortune, you lucky people.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, as I say, headline hijack is at 2 o'clock. The lines are open very much now, though, if you'd like to make up a news story. All you have to do is write a couple of sentences, a paragraph at most. Send it over to us here at Talk Radio. We will sift through the ones we get, and one will be chosen. There can be only one. And it will find its way into Victoria's mouth. It will come out of that mouth just like the rest of the news, and thus sound real and fool the people who aren't listening to this bit where we set it up. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Is the number to text it to at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Is the number to Twitter it to. It's not a number, of course, it's just words. So, what have we got, Cornelius? What's been coming in?
This is from Dave, who says Donald Trump Jr. has dismissed incriminating emails sent to a Russian lawyer. The president's son claims that he had his fingers crossed when he sent them, so people should check the Sixth Amendment, the little known clause allows exemption from prosecution if the person responsible for crosses their fingers whilst committing the felony. Other public figures who have used this exemption include Robin Thicke, Woody Allen and Winona Ryder.
Thank you very much indeed there for that. And this is coming in from Andy, a teenager in Colorado, the one who had that lucky escape from a bear. You probably heard about this in the news. A bear, he woke up to find a bear biting his head. Did you see that story? The bear in question, he says, was wearing a blue duffel coat and red Wellington boots, and he's believed to have attacked the teenager because the teenager went to bed with his face smeared in marmalade. That is a warning, though, of course, you shouldn't do that in areas around that. But just to be clear, though, the bear that attacked him was a bear. I don't know whether you're familiar with the programme BJ and the Bear, which is a sort of 80s television programme, which is on a Saturday nights, where a truck driver called BJ, played by the actor Greg Evigan, was driving his truck, but he had a best friend in the truck with him called Bear. But the foot... No, you like this, Dave.
It's good, that.
Oh, no, you like this.
A bear is your friend.
No, no, thing it, no. No, no, that's what... Yeah,
it's him
driving
a truck with a little bear.
It's no... You see, the thing is, Dave, it... that's so good. It wasn't a bear. It was called Bear.
Right.
But get this...
It was a chimpanzee.
It was a chimpanzee, Dave.
Wasn't a bear.
No, he was called Bear.
Dave, right. You know this. We've explained it to you before, and you've taken part in the explanation.
I've never heard of this show in my life.
No, look. So, look. What? Let me explain.
Maybe we could have this conversation off air then, because I'm sure all our listeners already know.
No, some of them don't. Some of them get confused. Someone will message us in a minute saying, can you explain
this?
Yeah,
I know someone will.
That's what's going to happen.
But they do that every time, don't they?
Explain.
We've never talked about this before.
So, yes, we
this
have.
This is amazing.
So look, so what, right. what there is he's a truck driver.
Yeah.
Right, called BJ McKay. And the theme song goes, BJ McKay and his best friend Bear. Like that. But right. His best friend isn't a bear. It's a chimpanzee. He's just called Bear.
But the name is Bear.
But he's called it Bear.
Which is a different animal.
It's an entirely different animal.
That's confusing.
No, well, this might help, because in Tarzan, there was his friend
cheetah.
Was called Cheetah. Cheetah.
And also a chimpanzee.
But he wasn't a cheetah.
No.
Which is a different sort of animal.
Yeah.
He was also a chimpanzee.
He wasn't a bear.
No. Or a cheetah. They were both chimpanzees.
Are they related?
So Tarzan drove a truck
right
through the jungle.
No, he didn't.
Right,
with his
he
best
swung
friend
from
Bear.
No, he swung best from friend. Vine. Now you're not even being correct. He swung from Vine to Vine.
Jeremy and Tim Vine aren't even anything to do with it.
Nothing to do with them, mate. What are you talking about?
It was a bear.
No, jungle
Vine. It was a chimpanzee, and he was called Bear there. Anyway, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Oh, I'm going to have to explain this again. Right, so...
No! Adverts!
We'll take traffic and travel, but I'll explain to you, David.
Okay.
Right.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love...
Talk Radio.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah, it lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we have two lanes closed, very slow traffic due to two accidents. That is on the M1 northbound between junction 39 and junction 40. Lanes 1 and 2 are closed there. Elsewhere in Greater Manchester, slow traffic on one lane blocked due to a multi-vehicle accident. It's on the M60 anti-clockwise between junction 18 and junction 17. The outside lane there is closed. And at Somerset, very slow traffic due to an earlier broken down lorry. It's on the M5 northbound between junction 24 and junction 23. I'm Sammy Jolo.
What gets you moving? The opportunity for an adventure? The chance to fulfill a dream? The promise of a kiss? Or that song that makes you want to move? One thing that is bound to get you moving is the all-new Seat Ibiza. It's Auto Express's best Super Mini 2017, and to celebrate its launch, Seat is giving you 1 year's free insurance on the all-new Ibiza SE. Be the first to see it at the Seat dealer event between the 21st and the 23rd of July.
Insurance offer available on qualifying all new 2018 Ibiza SE models for drivers aged 18 and over, subject to eligibility. T's and C's apply. For full details, visit insure with seat.co.uk/Ibiza. Seat Motor Insurance is arranged and administrated by Carrot Risk Technologies Limited.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
I'll be joined by Rowan Moore, one of the country's foremost commentators on social housing. He'll be telling us how we can avoid another Grenfell. And also John Nicholson, fantastic broadcaster, SNP politician, former MP, joining me in the studio with his view on all things politics.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Live at Drive today from 4 o'clock.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's just coming up to a quarter to a time. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. You are listening to a radio station. Now, the news. We've been looking at a lot of the news, of course. Damien Green, the deputy, for in effect, anyways, the deputy prime minister. He's been sitting in or standing in for the sitting and standing, actually. They do both. At Prime Minister's questions this afternoon.
You probably think he's Damien Yellow.
Well, this is back to the tennis ball argument, isn't it? Yeah.
He's green. Yeah. He's Damien Green.
Well, the official line is that he is Damien Fluorescent Yellow.
No.
Sometimes called Optic Yellow.
But if you look at him, he's obviously Damien Green, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's yellow. It's Damien Yellow. All right. So anyway, he's been doing that, hasn't he? And there's tennis. You mentioned tennis.
The green tennis balls.
There's some tennis, the yellow tennis balls that there are. There's economy. Isn't there some economy? The biggest iceberg, one of the biggest icebergs ever recorded, is broken away from Antarctica this afternoon. That's as a direct result of Donald Trump pulling out of the Paris Accord climate change agreement. That's just one of the effects of that. Of course, there's a lot going on. The news is quite complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
I can't get my head around it.
Yellow. So it's all right, though, because we're here to help. And what we do is we take the news, the current affairs, if you like, and we run them through the... It's kind of a current affairs-based smoothie maker, right, that blends short-form Oriental verse with... news. We call it a news tree bullet, if you will, right? And it mixes it all up until what you pour out of it is the news in an easier to understand form. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Married Corbyn aide, snapped nuzzling a lawyer, social socialist.
The news in haiku. So we come to today's newspapers. It's what we do is we go through the day's newspapers and review them, because that's the radio way, isn't it? However, we do it each day with a different diversity, someone from a different diversity background, making us the most diverse program in all of broadcasting. We just do our little bit in the fight against oppression or something. Kyle's in again today. We welcome back Kyle, and remind us of your diversity, Kyle.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Yes, you are. Which is an excellent round of box ticking, by the way. Well done.
I love it.
So, what paper are we starting with, Kyle?
We're going to start with the Mirror, actually, okay. with this iceberg story.
Ah, yes. Now, yes. This is like the Larsen ice shelf, isn't
yeah,
it?
The Larsen yeah. Sea ice shelf. Yeah. So, a trillion-ton iceberg, four times the size of London, has broken away. So researchers have been monitoring the huge crack in the Larsen Sea ice shelf, which had left a vast iceberg more than a quarter of the size of Wales hanging by a thread. A 5,800 square kilometer iceberg weighing more than a trillion tons is now calved.
Yeah.
Which is basically when the rift goes straight through the ice, cracks, falls away. And so now we have this.
Where's it going?
It's just floating. It's floating out of Antarctica. So luckily, because it was already floating, it's not going to have that vast effect on the sea levels.
Yeah.
So obviously everyone's saying, oh, it's global warming, all of this.
Yeah.
But really, it's just going to be floating around.
It's also part of the natural cycle of things, isn't it? Because when an ice shelf, i.e. not the iceberg, but the shelf it was attached to, becomes too heavy... Naturally, that's what iceberg carving
yeah.
is. It naturally carves off in order to replenish itself with the snow and the ice
yeah.
as it goes
so,
on.
I mean, that's so. Why no one's really getting all aggy about it and getting worried, because, yeah. you know...
Surely this ice shelf would have been stronger if it had stayed with Antarctica.
Well, yeah, unity might have helped it, but...
You're talking about the referendum with the polar bears.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. Well,
I don't see the benefit of leaving Antarctica.
Well, it will free up negotiations, because now what will happen is if the polar bears that are still on,
but who are
Antarctica,
they going to trade snow with?
Well, whoever it happens to be on the
but
on
the Eskimos of Antarctica, they have the most words for snow.
Yeah.
So surely they're the best trading partners.
No, you have fallen there for what they wrote on the side of that igloo. It said 350 million words for snow, right? Would be saved, and then they would go to fund. Fishing. Ice fishing.
Fishing.
Yeah, ice fishing through the ice.
Oh, right.
So you've fallen for what they wrote on the side of the igloo, which wasn't true. So
I just think the iceberg should have remained.
Should have really.
Ice it means ice it.
It's only reduced the shelf by 12%.
Yeah.
Which, considering that the vast landmass, it's not that much, really.
No.
But it has changed the landscape of the Antarctica Peninsula forever.
Yeah, and it's is there any truth that the next series of Love Island is going to be shot on that iceberg?
I hope it is. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Love iceberg.
Love icebergs. That would be brilliant.
Just that would just. Yeah, but no, it's gonna. But when this is something for me, it's by no means the biggest one that's ever broken off. Of course, it was like in one of the 80s, I think. Like,
yeah, it's one of the largest. Yeah. But it's not quite.
But they end
there.
Up sort of. They don't. They can cause a problem to shipping. But obviously, we can see where they are.
Yeah, it's more the. It's more. If there's any complications, it will be with the rising sea level.
Yeah,
that's it. But it wouldn't happen for centuries.
Yeah.
That we'd actually see a decent amount of level.
Yeah, and at the
rising.
End of the day, we'll all be dead by then.
Yeah,
and it will just drown all the millennials. So who cares?
We'll leave it for the next generation. Fine. Yeah,
let them deal with it. They're snowflakes anyway. They like icebergs.
Icebergs. Yeah.
Good. So what else? What else we got, Kyle?
We're going to move to the Daily Express. So there's sort of a new conspiracy theory revolving around at the moment.
Yep.
There seems to be an apparent rogue planet heading towards Earth. So there's a newly discovered planet.
So is this a plot of Transformers: The Dark Knight?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's straight out of a film. It really is. So a newly discovered planet has been found to potentially be lurking on the edge of the solar system. It could be rogue, and if it does enter our solar system, it could bring widespread devastation to our corner of the cosmos. So last month, a team from the University of Arizona has revealed the gravitational pull of a Mars-sized planet might be slightly altering the object's trajectory through space. So what they're saying is basically there's a huge Mars-sized planet that isn't attached to any orbits, so it's basically just floating through space
okay,
on its own.
Right, yeah.
And with its gravitational pull, it will be pulling in comets, asteroids, any sort of Kuiper belt objects.
Yeah.
So asteroids, comets, dwarf planets, and if it does eventually come in towards our solar system, come into our orbit, then it's going to cause havoc.
Yeah.
If this big mass is traveling towards us with asteroids and all the other bits, then it's going to cause panic.
Yeah.
Especially if it joins up with North Korea,
yeah,
which is a rogue state.
You really don't want a rogue state and a rogue planet getting together.
No.
That's true. Maybe they could film the next series of Love Island on the planet.
Yeah.
Love Planet.
Love Planet.
But,
yeah.
You know, in many
Love
ways,
rogue planet.
This is why, you know, the climate change skeptics and so on. You know, I'm not saying they have a point, but you think about the natural cycle of things, right?
Yeah.
We've lost some ice, but we've gained a massive planet. So, in many ways, that's
put it there.
What,
even
comes,
where
what
the
comes
ice
around
was.
Goes around.
It's evened it out,
yeah.
Isn't it? So, you know, it's a natural cycle.
I don't know, I think I'd probably prefer the rogue planet.
Yeah.
Over a bit of ice. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's nice that... We talked about this before when NASA called press conferences.
Yeah.
It's always to announce, like, 10 new planets they found, whereas we've said, shut up, just the next one you call, it better be aliens.
It's just got to be aliens.
Yeah.
They keep coming out with these new planets. It's like, great, yeah, you've found 4,000 new planets.
Yeah.
Where's the alien
Where's the aliens?
Life?
Yeah. So that's all we're interested in.
It's got to be coming
soon.
What
else we got, Carl?
We've got a great story from the Daily Mail. China teleports photon to space in breakthrough that paves way for ultra-secure quantum internet. That's a mouthful,
I mean,
I know.
What?
Yeah, so physicists in China have revealed details on their groundbreaking experiment to achieve ultra-long-distance quantum teleportation.
Right.
So in a major breakthrough, the team established the first ground-to-satellite quantum network, which allowed them to transmit a photon from an entangled pair up to 870 miles away.
See, that's teleportation.
Yeah,
that's
teleportation.
Like,
what's a photon, though? What is that? What
not the right show?
Well,
really,
yeah, they're sending a photon.
I can talk about them, but I can't explain that in detail.
Yeah, but is it an actual thing that you can transport?
No, that's the thing.
Well,
so
it's not a story.
I read
then.
This headline and then I clicked on the thing. There was a 1 minute clip from some I think from the Today program or something, and I've never gone from being so excited to being so disappointed so quickly.
Yeah. No,
because it was like teleportation, and then it's just like, oh, it could be used to do secure internet.
Yeah, but they can do. That's just the thing. But obviously teleportation. When they discovered that you could move photons from one place to another by teleporting.
But it's not teleporting.
Teleporting, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like Star Trek.
Yeah, but it's not an actual thing.
Beam me up, Scotty.
It is a thing.
No, well, let's say I teleport
you
love.
You can't.
I could say I teleport love to outside.
To your mum.
No.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, well, neither is a photon.
No, it's love for his mum is a thing.
thing.
It's just transmitting information. So it's basically just a really long email.
Albert Einstein was scared of this because he never believed that we'd be able to teleport information faster than the speed of light.
Yeah,
but that is what's happening. That's what's happening now.
It's faster.
It's incredible.
They can move. It moves from one place to the other. It teleports.
Internet doesn't even work in this building.
Quantum level. Yeah.
We can talk about teleporting.
Ironically, when I tried to look this story up in this building earlier, it still hasn't loaded the page, and that was 3 hours ago. But it is amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, it's all about this quantum entanglement. It's a very unnatural phenomenon when two quantum objects, such as photons, share a wave function.
Yeah.
So since they come into...
Or is it like when Sagittarius and Pisces get together?
No, it's not, because they're two different things. So are
Sagittarius and Pisces.
Yeah, but entangled photons, they come into existence at the exact same time and place. Yeah. They share the same
all
identity.
Sagittarius come into existence at roughly the same time.
But they share the same identity even when they're separated.
When they're miles apart.
So this is what they say. So in quantum physics, entangled particles remain connected, so the actions performed by one affects the behaviour of the other. So
you know what I like about quantum mechanics? This is a fact that blew my mind and still continues to do so.
Yeah.
Right? So quantum physicists, when observing the movement of photons and so forth, right?
Yeah.
At molecular level. Okay. When the behaviour of the photon... Wait a minute. It does... it's Howard Hughes. It does one thing, right? It behaves in a certain way. The moment you observe it, it changes its behaviour.
Yeah, so you never actually know what it's
that
doing.
That is incredible.
It is. It's yeah.
That is like Love Island. Yeah.
To be fair,
the people on there, they're only acting like that because they're being watched.
Well, they're watched, exactly.
But it's like... I mean, I've never watched it, so... Oh. If I watched it, would they behave differently if I didn't watch it?
Yeah, because you'd love it.
No, I wouldn't.
Like, you talk about it now and you just think, oh, God, it's just a bunch of people in a house, but you'll watch it and you'll be obsessed.
Yeah, I would need to watch one full episode and you're in.
I would teleport them to space if I could. Kyle, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for having me.
The diversity paper review. Reminders of your diversity, if you'd be so kind.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right, you are. Right, OK, in the next bit of the programme, Kirsty Allsop's washing machine. Not a euphemism, but we will be talking about that. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, a game of Dead or Alive later, and we'll talk to our foreign correspondent. Plus work experience punditry, as today Daisy is in going through a week's worth of hipster nonsense. Now, the news is on the way. Within it, there will be a made-up news story. Utter lie. A bit like the one Donald Trump Jr. has told about his dad not knowing about the Russian emails. But who has made up today's? Let's find out, for Cornelius has the name of the hijacker.
Andy.
Where's Andy from, Dave?
Ackley.
Andy's in Ackley. He's made up news stories in the news next. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data with plans from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and texts to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price, £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from Mile Banger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got 20% off the Selco trade price on rigid kitchens when buying 8 or more units. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Grenfell community can't trust council. Paralympian killed in training. And Manchester honours Ariana.
Talk Radio.
The new leader of Kensington and Chelsea Council has admitted it will take years to regain people's trust after the Grenfell Tower fire. But opponents have warned Elizabeth Campbell she's still not instilling confidence after telling interviewers she's never been inside a high-rise flat. Shadow Secretary of State for Housing John Healey has told the Commons people feel like they've been failed.
And this is the time when they feel they should feel they can look to their council and their government for help, as well as to the overwhelming solidarity and support of their local community. But so many don't.
A gay ex-cavalry officer has won a Supreme Court case to secure his husband the same pension rights a wife would enjoy. Five judges have unanimously allowed John Walker to appeal an earlier ruling against him. A prisoner who was wrongly released from jail 9 months into a 9-year sentence has been arrested. 25-year-old Ralston Dodd was jailed in November for stabbing a man, but a clerical error led to him being released early. A Paralympic athlete has died after a throwing cage fell on his head during a training session in East London. Abdullah Hayei from the United Arab Emirates was preparing for the World Para Athletics Championships, which start on Friday. Craig Spence from the International Paralympic Committee says the athlete was pronounced dead at Newham Leisure Centre yesterday evening.
At the time, he was training with two personal coaches who were not involved in the incident. As soon as it happened, an on-site member of the competition team called emergency services and the first ambulance was on site before that call had even finished.
And Ariana Grande has been declared an honorary citizen of Manchester. Councillors have voted to recognise her efforts following the terror attack on her concert in the city in May.
Thanks, Victoria, for the news there.
It's all right, John.
Very good, very good. Very greatly read.
You didn't listen to it, did
no.
you?
So, now there's bonus news on the way, of course, at 3.30 today. Victoria will be bringing us, if it's happening in the world of vegetables, Victoria will have it for us. It's vegetable news today for the bonus.
Vegetable news.
Have you started researching it yet?
No, but I have had a suggestion on Twitter,
just a suggestion.
I did that weeks ago. And I'd like to tell Thomas that I do most of my own bonus news research myself. It's only lately that I've asked for suggestions.
Hashtag lazy.
That's what he called me. Ah. And I'd like to say, I'm not. Go away.
So bonus news is vegetable news today at 3.30, as you've just been hearing. Victoria's got some weather for us now.
Yeah.
Come on then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What's the weather?
It's dry and bright.
Tell us the weather, Victoria.
Warm, highs of 23 degrees.
Thank you. Always end on a high.
Yes.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. To Wimbledon, where Andy Murray wasted no time in taking the first set against American Sam Querrey in their quarter-final tie. The world number one raced to a 3-game-to-love lead before finishing 6-3 inside 28 minutes on centre court. Arsenal midfielder Aaron Ramsey has told TalkSport he's delighted that Arsene Wenger will employ a 3-4-3 formation from the start of the season. The Gunners made the switch from Wenger's preferred 4-3-3 back in March and went on to win the FA Cup with their new look formation. Ramsey says it's a shape that works for him and the team.
Gives us a bit of a solid platform to go from, and I think it suits a lot of players. That's what the change was for, but yeah, I really enjoy playing that formation. It gives me a bit more freedom and to get into more dangerous positions and high up the pitch, but yeah, I think it's a formation that's been successful for us.
Finally, Crystal Palace have signed Ruben Loftus-Cheek on a season-long loan from Premier League champions Chelsea. The England under-21 international is Frank de Boer's first signing since being appointed manager. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, after the success over the past decade of T20 cricket, in which a shorter game is played, the English Cricket Board has announced it's going to launch a new, more snackable version of the sport, which will see a match played out with just 2 overs. The sport is looking to bring a younger audience in the age bracket of 6 months to 5 years old.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. There it was. There's the news. And Ben with the sports. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
So good afternoon. If you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio and it's just gone past a time. I am John Holmes. Later on, Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us on the programme, of course, to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. Friend of the show, Stephen Hawking. There will be a game of Dead or Alive, the big debate at 3 o'clock. And our work experience, Daisy, will be along to review this week's roundup of hipster nonsense. It's all on the way.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Between now and when we stop. So, as we've been hearing, the damning revelations contained within the Trump Jr. emails, many commentators are calling them as explosive as an Argos garden table. They are shocking. Russian agent Kirsty Allsop from Location has revealed that Hillary Clinton had a washing machine in her kitchen. Now, this is an expose that many think lost her the US election. The sensitive information was told to Donald Trump's son at a meeting between Kirsty Allsop and Vladimir Putin, a meeting at which noted washerwoman Widow Twankey was also present. Widow Twankey, of course, suspected of being a Chinese double agent, given her work in the Chinese laundry in the story of Aladdin. Donald Trump, it is thought, was then able to go on to win the election because on learning of the shocking revelations regarding Clinton, he had his washing machine moved to a tower that he specifically built for it in Moscow. Putting his washing on just involved flying to Russia, but it wasn't that inconvenient given that most of his dirty sheets were already in Moscow after the whole Russian prostitute weeing thing. But Allsop and her washing machine talk has caused Twitter to go all Twitter today. So should we be washing our pants near the kettle or not? It is what everybody is talking about. On the line, very pleased to welcome to the programme, the property developer and television presenter, of course, from Television's Property Ladder, Sarah Beeney. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Very good, how are you? And first question, of course, is are you washing your pants, Sarah Beeney, anywhere near foodstuffs?
Well, do you know, I think that I was thinking, it's I mean, clearly, obviously, you need to have a washing machine where the plumbing is, and most people's houses, that means that the washing machine, it's basic, you know, it's an economy of scale, isn't it? Mm. Most people don't have a separate place for their washing machine. So, and it's plumbed in the kitchen because that's where the waste and the water comes in. So that's the easiest place and cheapest place. But I think, to be honest, all of this really, to me, just shows something really interesting, and that is the generation gap that we have between actually the people writing the news and producing the news and the generation who are and writing on social media and generations below, because social media, you know, I think the being able to censor what you write is not something that you do on social media.
Yeah.
And that's difficult for older generations to understand. And we still currently have a situation where most people who write the news are from an older generation. Mm. So older generation, the people in an older generation who are embracing social media are trying to do so in a way that is engaging for young people as well as old people. And, you know, we have got a massive generation gap here, and this is a really good example of it.
Yeah, well, you're right, of course, because it's literally I would use the term teacup, but people who keep teacups in the kitchen are disgusting. So I can't use that phrase. But it turns out, I mean, this all started, it seems, having looked back, that in America and in Europe, washing machines aren't plumbed into kitchens. They're deliberately taken out and put into different rooms. And you're right, but obviously in the construction of houses, I guess, it's just considered washing your dirty laundry street near where your, you know, your food preparation area might be. Is I tell you, we were talking to a hygienist not long ago who said, and I questioned this, Sarah, whether or not, you know, you've probably heard the same rumour, when you flush a chain in your toilet, you need to have the lid down and make sure that your toothbrushes are away in a cupboard.
Well, now, you see, here it goes on to another one of my little rants, which is that I think we live in a kind of slightly ridiculous world where we're obsessed by the fact that, you know, everything has to be sort of disinfected. And actually, you know, that's a bit ridiculous in itself. But, you know, germs are fine. Obviously, really bad germs are really dangerous, but the germs everywhere and obsessive sort of cleaning of things is washing and cleaning and disinfecting. I mean, the disinfectant spray, which makes millions of pounds for companies who make it, you know, there's nothing wrong with just wiping your surfaces. And so I think we do have a slight obsession now with cleanliness. I'm not suggesting that we have to be really unhygienic, but I mean, there's a big difference, isn't there, between sort of...
No, there is, I say the word pooticles to you. That's all we need to say about flushing a toilet and what could land on your toothbrush. That's
yeah, really, I really think, you know, if it hasn't, no one's been sick so far, so it's not broken.
Putting a toilet in your kitchen would be a terrible move. Of course,
I definitely don't think that that would be a brilliant idea, and I definitely don't think you should be putting your toothbrushes down the loo either. I think washing your toothbrush down the loo a no-no. Yep. You know, there's some really basic stuff done.
But the word disgusting has been used here, right, as well, about washing machines in the kitchen. Because, as I say, in America, they don't seem to do it. Because, but I mean, is your washing machine in the kitchen, Sarah?
Well, I'm very fortunate because it isn't actually. It's in a room where it has the washing machine, and it has I've got lots of kids, and it's got, basically, it's a dumping ground for everything.
Yeah.
So I'm very lucky. But that's not, I mean, the word disgusting should be very carefully used, because it's one another irritation of mine, actually, being a bit of a pedant, but the word disgusting is for taste, for food.
Yeah.
So you can't use the word disgusting about something you don't eat.
I mean, I had a backlog, Sarah, in my sink, and I had washed up some.
He popped in the washing machine.
Well, you know, it was just a good example of why a washing machine shouldn't be kept near the sink, right? This is a personal example to me. So I washed up spaghetti bolognese, right? This is going back a few years, and what happened was, because of the overflow in the sink had clogged up unbeknownst to me. So what it did was, instead of going out the outflow pipe, it poured all of the washing up water with spaghetti bolognese into the washing machine, because it went down the same plumbing pipe, because they were connected. So when I opened the washing machine the next day to do some washing, out basically came 3 days worth of washing up, including spaghetti bolognese mess. And that was disgusting. That made my
That technically probably wasn't disgusting, but it would have been really repulsive. I cut through a waste pipe once that was going above somebody's bed. It was blocked, and I moved the bed, and then I cut through, and then the waste all lands on my head. And I kind of think, does that mean waste pipes shouldn't run through bedrooms? Probably not.
Probably
shouldn't stand under it when you cut through it, actually.
Somebody's waste on your head is sort of something that Donald Trump would pay for in a hotel room, frankly.
It was quite unpleasant.
I was just going to say, do you know Kirsty Allsop, by the way?
I've met her, but we don't know each other very well.
Right, okay. In the backstage world of celebrity, Sarah, I was just checking who knows who, you know how it is.
Good to distance.
It's funny because everybody thinks everyone knows everyone and they're all best friends and having stuff with each other, but we're not. We're kind of busy getting on with lives.
Getting on with the washing, frankly.
Well, our washing machine runs 24 hours a day, to be honest. Like, thank God. Never ends.
All right. Listen, Sarah, thank you for talking to us. I think we got a good insight into, hygiene and social media, despite the fact that we're talking about washing machines. But anyway, Sarah Beeny there from Property Ladder, of course. I've got to ask her if she keeps a ladder in the kitchen. I've no idea whether she does or not. Cornelius,
I am.
You are, aren't you? What about you, Dave?
I know Kirsty.
Dave, do you have a washing machine, presumably?
Yes, I do, John.
Do you keep it in the kitchen?
I do.
Yeah.
I only have a kitchen and two bedrooms, so
yeah. I'd have to put but you could it move in. It into a bedroom.
I could put it in my bedroom, I suppose. Yeah. It'd be loud and inconvenient, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And there's no plumbing in there, so...
No, but I just have interest...
I'm the exact same situation as Dave, where I have a kitchen,
yeah.
two bedrooms, and my washing machine is in my kitchen. Right. It's a washer-dryer, though, if
yeah,
that I've
makes
a difference.
Yeah, I've got a washer-dryer.
Yeah, not very good washer-dryers. No.
Sometimes they don't work as well, do they, mate? But no.
Anyway...
Where's your washer, John?
My washer yeah. is... well, I'd like to... I like to keep it in the east wing of the house.
Yeah, I was
you
gonna say.
Bourgeois.
And
that's a Talk Radio dollar there,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, wow. And I'll be honest with you, I don't even know I've got a washing machine. I send the washing off with the butler,
yes.
and it comes back pressed. So I've no idea whether... There may not be a washing machine. For all I know, he
in the outhouse.
he hand treads it.
I say washing machine, it's more of a tin bath that I have in my kitchen. It hangs above the stove, and that's what I wash my clothes in.
Yeah.
But I find
and
it's easier
put
just,
your food in.
Yeah, yeah, I find it easier just to wear the clothes whilst I have my bath. My daily bath, yeah. so that's why I always wear the same thing.
Anyway, we've had a cool jacket, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. It is very good.
Yeah, so anyway, here's today's texter, right? What else? So we know from Kirsty Alsop, you should not keep, you are disgusting if you keep a washing machine in your kitchen. So what else should you not keep in your kitchen? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word you like.
What should you not keep in your kitchen, Cornelius, or device?
Illegal street drugs.
Right, why?
Because they're illegal.
Good. Dave, what should you not
fireworks,
keep in
your...
Fireworks,
John.
Fireworks?
Yeah.
What, going off?
Yeah, well, definitely not going yeah. off. And also because there's light, there's, you know, yep. sparks, aren't there?
Yeah.
Don't want an accidental firework. Accident.
No, you don't. What should you not keep in the kitchen? Incriminating emails linking you to the Russian government?
No.
That's good advice.
The Home
well,
Office,
isn't
that.
It? Femfresh.
Oh, what, after the banned advert?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take mine out.
And a tiger. This is after, of course, the tiger who came to tea in the kitchen and just sort of ate and drank everything, didn't it? So it's good advice there.
Pop him in the dining room.
Not to keep a tiger. Always keep the tiger in the dining room, Dad. You're absolutely right. He'll keep it away from the...
kale?
The food stuff. Yeah, why?
Because it's disgusting.
Disgusting, isn't it?
87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word Talk.
What else should you not keep in your kitchen? Right, next, big foreign story, of course. The Spanish King and Queen are in London meeting the Queen and Prince Philip and Theresa May. It's a state visit. But what does Spain make of it? We'll be talking to our foreign correspondent about that foreign story in the original Foreign next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shade and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shade for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
TradePoint, we've got everyday low prices on your plastering essentials, like 25 kilogram multi-finish, just £4.68, and 25 kilogram bonding plaster, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint. What do I get?
Don't know what to get this lunchtime? Live bolder with McDonald's Big Flavour Wraps. Discover the garlic mayo chicken one with juicy tomato, succulent chicken and garlic mayo in a soft toasted tortilla wrap. Today's $1.99 wrap of the day. From 10:30 a.m, participating restaurants only, rest of range available at regular price.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we have two lanes closed, very slow traffic due to two accidents. That is on the M1 northbound between Junction 39 and Junction 40. Lanes 1 and 2 are closed there. Elsewhere in Greater Manchester, slow traffic on one lane blocked due to a multi-vehicle accident. It's on the M60 anti-clockwise between Junction 18 and Junction 17. The outside lane there is closed. And at Somerset, very slow traffic due to an earlier broken down lorry. It's on the M5 northbound between Junction 24 and Junction 23. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money's Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money's Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money's Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and well, it appears that in the news today, the Spanish royals are on a state visit to the UK. Brexit issues are unavoidable. Will they or will they not bring up the thorny subject of Gibraltar and the rights of British citizens living in Spain and Spanish nationals living in the UK? Is it a Brexit bridge? Let's find out, because we're going to talk to our foreign correspondent, who is foreign. Good afternoon, Spanish foreign correspondent.
Buenas tardes, John. ¿Qué tal?
Yeah. So, thanks for joining us, first of all. Now, the Spanish royals are on a visit to the UK. It's the first time this has happened for quite a long time. I think 1986 was it the last time this happened? So what can we expect from this visit as the Spanish come here?
Yo creo que va a ser básicamente postureo. Van a venir, van a hacer un tour, supongo. Conocerán a la reina, al duque de Edimburgo. Y supongo que a lo que vienen, sobre todo, es a ponerse las botas. Yeah. A comer, y a que les den cosas de gratis, sinceramente, yo creo.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, you're right in many ways, and it is the first time, yes, that Theresa May has not done Prime Minister's questions, because, of course, she's joining them as well. For the day, there's a state banquet tonight, and I understand that they've demanded tapas. Is that correct?
Oh, por supuesto. Patatas bravas, gambas, chiquirones, chocos, patatas, sí, por supuesto. Pero tienen que ser bravas, ¿eh? Pero con ketchup, con mayonesa y con salsa original, porque si no, mal andamos. Pero bueno, sí, yeah. Gambas a la plancha, chorizo, muy importante. El chorizo.
And what about
ibérico?
Sorry to interrupt, but what about that octopus that you get? That's not like calamari. It's not squid. It's like little bits of octopus that you get, don't you? Sometimes in the tapas. What about that?
No.
Right.
No.
Oh, they don't like that.
No.
Okay.
A ver, sí, pero yeah. Pero no.
But I did. You did say patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas. Will they get that? What's that white stuff you get with the patatas bravas? What is it? The ali.
Alioli.
Yes. Will they get that?
Patatas bravas.
Will they?
Patatas bravas.
Will the Queen serve that?
But then... No.
Okay. Let's talk about the UK ambassador to Spain then. This is Simon Manley, of course, saying ahead of the visit that there's not going to be a solution negotiated against the interests of the people of Gibraltar. Gibraltar, of course, very much the thorn in the side, or very much the rock at the end of Spain of this. Will the King and Queen bring up Gibraltar and have a fight with our King and Queen about it? What's the thinking in Spain?
Yo creo que sí, pero además... se la van a traer en brazos, es decir, van a poner Gibraltar, o Gibraltar, como le llamamos nosotros, porque Gibraltar es español y eso es lo que hay, la van a poner en una bolsa de plástico enorme de estas del Sainsbury's o del Tesco, una bolsa grande, y la van a traer consigo para dársela a la reina y al duque de Edimburgo. Y va a ser un regalo, un present, como le llamáis vosotros, y bueno, pues va a ser básicamente uno de los presentes que se les den a la reina y al duque de Edimburgo, pero sin olvidar las patatas bravas.
Right. A lot of people listening to that will agree, but others won't. Is it true that they're being Spanish, of course? You and your people hate animals. So you kill bulls, don't you? Throw donkeys off towers. Is there, just for fun, is there any... Because when you throw a donkey off a tower, it smashes into bits, and that's handy for tapas, isn't it? Because it's loaded like different plates of donkey. Is there any truth in the rumour that the only reason you want Gibraltar back is because it's quite high up and quite good for throwing animals off the top of?
Sí, pero despacito.
Right, well, that's what
uno, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Mm. Pero sobre todo, despacito.
Well,
a ver,
sorry to interrupt there, but let me say this to you. Historical anachronism.
No. O sea, es que cada vez estás diciendo cosas más estúpidas, ¿no? Tortilla de patatas.
Yeah. Well, what is it that the King and Queen of Spain will get to discuss? Or what will they get to do on this holiday to Britain that they're having, which is foolish, really, given it's the summer and most people go the other way?
Ya, eso sí que es verdad, porque yo lo que creo que van a hacer es que van a visitar Edimburgo, Cardiff, Londres, Brighton, Birmingham, Glasgow.
Mm. Not Hull, though, not Hull.
No, Hull está lleno de angry northerners, que le llamamos. Norteños que se enfadan, sí.
What about the fact that the Catalonian government have urged Madrid to follow the example set by the UK government, which of course granted Scotland an official and binding referendum on secession in 2014? This is a wider Brexit deal, includes Gibraltar, but it's a bilateral issue, isn't it?
Yeah. El problema que tenemos aquí es que una mosca volaba por la llum, y la llum es va apagar. Y la pobre mosca se va a quedar a las foscas y la pobre mosca no va a poder volar.
Hmm.
Entonces, había una vez un circo que alegraba siempre el corazón.
Which is interesting, I know, but will you elaborate on that final point?
No.
Okay. Let's look at this, right? So the vast majority of Gibraltararians, right? These are the monkeys, aren't they? That live on Gibraltar. They voted. They gave the Brexit vote to the monkeys that live there as well as the humans. As you know, and most of them, I think it was 96% of the people, the humans that live there, against. Now this is interesting. Just 10% of monkeys on Gibraltar's rock voted to stay. This has led to that new documentary film that's just come out, War for the Planet of the Apes, where humans and apes are fighting on Gibraltar, and that documentary tells that story, doesn't it?
Sí, algo he oído, pero lo más significante es que no tengo ni idea de lo que me estás preguntando. Hace rato que he perdido el lío, la verdad, porque acabo de llegar a casa y lo único que tengo ganas es hacer una siesta. Y no sé, la verdad es que no sé qué decirte, porque los monos a mí me dan un poco igual. O sea, se parecen un poco a parientes lejanos que tengo por ahí perdidos, pero en general me dan un poco igual. Entonces, si Madrid, Valladolid, Zaragoza, Barcelona, Girona, Tarragona y Lleida se alinean y junto con los planetas Mercurio, Venus, Tierra, Marte, Júpiter, Saturno, Urano, Neptuno y Plutón, Plutón, si se alinean, igual, pues los cuatro.
But I've been to Gibraltar, and the monkeys there, right, I saw one steal an ice cream from a child. And that's not, that's quite a long way from hunting humans on horseback with nets and guns, isn't it?
No.
Well, it is. I mean, you say that, but it is. Stealing an ice cream from a child is a long way from learning to talk, riding a horse and shooting guns at people.
Bueno, pero eso es lo que está en nuestra tradición. Entonces, nuestras costumbres, igual que los toros, igual que, yo qué sé, jugar a finquillo después de comer un sábado por la tarde, eso hay que respetarlo. Y lo que no puede ser es que tú vengas aquí a decirme que no sé qué, no sé cuántos, no está bien, y yo tengo que decirte a ti que el fox hunting, no sé qué, pues tampoco está nada mal. Y no sé qué decirte tampoco, la verdad, porque es que he perdido el hilo, ya te lo digo otra vez, pero no sé. Yo a mí lo que me apetece es comerme una hamburguesa con queso y unas patatas fritas.
And the nets?
Well,
let me tell you why I mentioned the nets, of course, because the fishing rights around Gibraltar are British, yet if the monkeys get nets to catch humans in, what's to stop them using those same nets to catch British fish off British Gibraltar?
Reciclaje. Está clarísimo. Supercalifragilisticoexpialidoso, tío, que no lo pillas. Reciclar y reusar todo lo que se pueda.
All right, well, that's why it's controversial. Final question to you. Will the King and Queen of Spain at the banquet tonight at Buckingham Palace get some of those little potato croquettes that you get with cheese in the tapas? Will they get that?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. That is, that's our foreign correspondent there, Spanish foreign correspondent, talking about Spanish foreign in Spanish foreign. Talking to us on Talk Radio there about the King and Queen of Spain, of course, currently visiting Britain on a state visit. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's what you're listening to. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at just after 2:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. The incoming leader of Kensington and Chelsea councils admitted it's going to take years to regain the trust of those affected by the Grenfell Tower fire. Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, says the community has told him there's a big disconnect between the leadership of the council and their lives. Here's the Shadow Housing Secretary, John Healy.
This is the measure of the government's response to the Grenfell Tower tragedy. Too slow to act, too slow to grasp the gravity and the complexity of the problems, one step off the pace at every stage.
A man has won a landmark battle which could provide financial security for thousands of same-sex couples. The Supreme Court's ruled in favour of ex-Cavalry officer John Walker, who wants to make sure his husband gets his pension if he dies. President Trump says his oldest son is the victim of the greatest witch hunt in political history. Donald Trump Jr. met a Russian lawyer last year during his father's election campaign. A prisoner wrongly released 9 months into a nine-year sentence has been arrested in Birmingham. 25-year-old Ralston Dodd, who repeatedly stabbed a man in North London last November, was freed after a paperwork error. And the EU's chief Brexit negotiators hit back at Boris Johnson after his comments at Brussels could go whistle for its divorce bill. Michel Barnier says he doesn't hear any whistling, just a clock ticking. The weather, dry and bright for most this afternoon, and in the sunshine it will feel warm, highs of 23 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
I mean, I hear whistling in
the studio. Are you okay? I don't.
I mean, I saw you do it with your mouth. And you, John.
I didn't.
Is this the old gay whistle test?
No, but well referenced to the other feature we do on the show on Thursdays. Where an elderly homosexual man whistles a tune for you to guess. The old gay whistle test. That's good, Victoria. It's like you listen to the show or something.
No, I'm just aware of vaguely what happens.
Okay. Well, that's much like your news bulletins. What did Donald Trump say? That,
I mean, I'm not going to keep talking to you. You're just being offensive.
I'm not.
You are.
I want to. He said that
I'm not offended.
He said that
he's
it was
offended
the
me.
Biggest biggest witch hunt in history.
Political witch hunt in history, which is the second time he's said that.
But that's not true, is it? Because the Salem witch trials. In which?
Political.
Witches were.
They were political.
Okay, they were political, yeah.
Go away.
It was the state, wasn't it? Arguably.
We can't go away.
Hunting down.
We have to stay here.
Can I go away? Yeah. Thanks, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Tell yourself to go away and then go away.
No.
Bonus news coming up in an hour. I don't know what whistled when she stood up. Anyway, so soon to come, Daisy will be here with... with work experience pundit... Stop it. Work experience punditry. It's all radio in the afternoons.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, as we speak, of course, a lot of news around, not least the tennis. There's a, just bringing you up to date on the tennis now, there's a man with a hat on the pitch there, and he's... Yeah.
Holding a green ball.
He's yellow. And he's got a bat, tennis bat, and he's bouncing the bat ball, and he's a hit, and now it's got, and it's across the ropes, and it's
tennis.
Across the side. And just bringing up to date on the tennis there. So that's going on. There's a lot of news as well. As you know, Donald Trump Jr. has released those emails and says that he didn't tell Daddy about the Russian meetings, for which, of course, he is clearly lying. I've said it now. Fake news, bad. But the news is very complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, that's true, and neither can many other people. But it's all right, because we are here to help. Because we take the news, of course, and we explain it using the ancient art of short-form Oriental verse, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Says EU can whistle for a payoff. Write that on a bus.
The news in haiku. Daisy is with us. She is our work experience. Work experience punditry, that's what this is. If you've not heard it before, it's where we take the work experience from the office and pull them away from the boring things they're doing in there and drag them in here to do some boring things in here instead. To quit reviewing stuff. Daisy, Daisy, give us some kind of review.
I shall.
Thank you. Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right. Thank you. Yes.
Good.
How's your Wednesday?
Pretty Wednesday.
Where'd you keep your washing machine?
In my house.
In what room?
Kitchen.
Filthy.
Oh, disgusting.
What colour is a tennis ball?
Greeny-yellow colour.
Pick one.
Greeny-yellow colour.
Pick one of those two colours.
Green.
No, it's yellow!
Yes, he's right.
It's yellow.
We should quickly mention that you did Virgin Drive yesterday.
I sat in for Matt Richardson on Virgin Radio Drive.
Did an online poll on the Virgin Radio account, and Green won.
It did win, yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely green.
It's not, because the official line from Wimbledon, as we got yesterday, was it is fluorescent yellow, often called optic yellow.
Who knows more about tennis, Wimbledon or Virgin Radio's listener?
Yeah, fair point, well made. No, you were right with singular. But it's still more than we've got, so, you know. So Daisy's here to do a roundup of hipster nonsense.
I am, yes.
So if it pops up, Daisy's grasped it and brought it in here.
I have.
Right, yeah. What are we going to start with?
Hipster weddings are now a thing.
Are they?
Yep.
Now, this is two hipsters getting married.
No, this is a wedding package called Get Sure Hitched.
Oh, God.
Which is being offered by the Andaz Hotel in London, Liverpool Street.
Yeah.
And you get quite a few things.
What do you get? What hipster things do you get?
You get handcrafted graffiti invitations by local street artists, wedding breakfast from Shoreditch street food vendors, his and hers tattoos, and your wedding outfits will be redesigned after the big day by a local designer, which means that you can wear them again and again.
Right. And how much does this cost, does it say?
Well, no, it doesn't say, but they're letting someone have it for free if you register to go to their wedding fair. So if you want a free hipster wedding.
Right. Not really.
Do that.
Not really, no. Does it... but anyone could... You don't have to be too... The rules aren't too hipsters. Because hipsters, obviously, a hipster breeding with another hipster shouldn't be allowed, of course. I mean, that's everyone knows that. Because you get a baby come out with...
a very old-fashioned view,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, but it's reasonable, isn't it? Because babies get born with a beard, don't they? And no one likes a bearded baby. A square-bearded baby. And it comes out fully replete with a little tiny nappy on that just shows its ankles. So... You know, that's a hipster baby.
And it comes out holding an avocado.
Yes,
I've
it
heard.
Does. Yeah, which is the bit that hurts.
Mm. Mm.
So I'm not saying a baby's arm holding an avocado is like anything, but... Anyway, so... Where does this happen? Does it happen in a railway arch?
No, it happens in a room in the Andaz Hotel.
Right. And that's not that hipster, is it?
No, not really.
Right.
What sort of room?
It's a basement room.
That is a bit more hipster, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Underground. It's underground.
Yeah.
Underground.
But you think it would be themed, like, you know?
Yeah. I guess all the tattoos.
Where would you hold a hipster wedding?
Well, as I say, it would have to be...
Pop-up, really?
In a pop-up
wedding.
But they could do that. I'm surprised that's not a thing. Where, you know, the shop that's there for a week that sells something hipster and then moves on. But that could be a licensed wedding venue. One of these... You know, like a cafe where you're going to have some coffee, but you get married at the same time.
Mm. Yeah.
You know.
Buy 9 coffees, get a free wedding.
It's the sort of hipster way. Mm. Yeah. Well, it sounds hateful, Daisy.
Yeah. Thought you'd hate it.
Yeah.
It's meant to be love, but you hate it.
Yeah, so. I do despise that as a notion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the end of that one?
That is the end of that one.
Well, hold that thought then, because...
there wasn't much to say about that.
No,
really.
Well, you've just conjured up some hate. It's fine. Because we've got to take traffic and travel anyway, but what hipster horrors are you going to bring us next?
A restaurant providing Instagram kits, Yorkshire burritos, and pop-up micro pig petting zoo.
All on the way next. We'll take traffic and travel. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The trials begin. Families at war. Battles for the throne. Until you can take no more.
No more?
Okay, one more.
How about loads more? With a Now TV Entertainment Pass, you can stream every new episode of Game of Thrones Season 7. Plus, you'll also get a 14-day free trial. Just search Now TV Game of Thrones.
And let your trial begin.
Exactly. Want to watch up mine? I've got crisps.
Ooh.
18 plus, new customers only. Pass also renews at $7.99 a month, unless cancelled.
New boilers, please.
You can now buy a new boiler from British Gas with 0% interest for 2 years.
15 left.
But hurry, this offer will only be around until the 31st of July.
30 love.
And don't forget, all British Gas boilers come with a 5-year warranty.
40 love.
So for a new boiler with interest-free credit, search British Gas New Boiler.
Game, set and match, British Gas.
Conditions apply. We're a credit broker offering products from a panel of lenders. Credit subject to status.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
It's lights out, and away we go! That emergency plumbing job is no match for Nigel and his Renault traffic van. It's his best performance yet! Renault Pro Plus vans are trusted as the logistics partner to the Renault Sport Formula One team, delivering vital components day in, day out. See how the award-winning Renault Pro Plus range can power your team with reliability and aftercare service you can count on. Visit one of our Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In West Yorkshire, we have 2 lanes closed, very slow traffic due to 2 accidents. That is on the M1 northbound between junction 39 and junction 40. Lanes 1 and 2 are closed there. Elsewhere in Greater Manchester, slow traffic and 1 lane blocked due to a multi-vehicle accident. It's on the M60 anti-clockwise between junction 18 and junction 17. The outside lane there is closed. And at Somerset, very slow traffic due to an earlier broken down lorry. It's on the M5 northbound between junction 24 and junction 23. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Skill
Bellator got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Are you?
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. It's just coming up to a different time to the one I said it was coming up to earlier as well, which is interesting. But politics, it moves fast, doesn't it? That's for sure as mustard. And we're here to keep you up to date on the fast-moving world of it all. And as luck would have it, Ben Fletcher, pre-recorded Ben Fletcher from The Sport, is here live with our latest and daily update as to exactly who is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Theresa May.
Thanks, Ben. And if that changes, you'll let us know, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Ben there with the political update. Daisy's with us. We are talking hipster nonsense. If it pops up, it pops into Daisy's review and roundup of a week's worth of it. Already we've talked, minimally it has to be said, of hipster weddings, where one can get a his and hers tattoo and where the wedding dresses are made of beard hair. Daisy, where are we going next?
Yorkshire burritos.
Right, this is a burrito with Yorkshire things in.
So it's basically a roast dinner wrapped up in a Yorkshire pudding. This is the new food thing.
Okay, right.
And it apparently was born out of frustration with how few offerings there are in the way of British cuisine, so they just decided to take something Mexican.
But it's not a, let's be clear, it's not a burrito, it's a Yorkshire pudding.
No, but they've taken a Mexican concept and been like, let's make this British with a Yorkshire pudding.
They've just rolled up a Yorkshire pudding. Because you're eating a dinner out of a Yorkshire pudding bowl is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never done that, but
it's delicious. But now you just roll that up.
Yeah.
Right.
Because apparently, sometimes in life, you develop an itch that only a roast dinner can scratch.
No, that makes a massive mess. Mm. Especially if you've got a rash like Cornelius. He often comes in here with his downstairs area
That's
covered in
secret.
Gravy.
It's a secret.
Doesn't work, doesn't scratch, does it?
The gravy?
Yeah, doesn't work. No. Uses it as a poultice. Doesn't work. Where is this being served? Not just in Yorkshire, presumably.
This is in London, in Soho, on Wednesdays to Saturdays, right, in Rupert Street Market.
And you just roll up the...
Yeah.
So what's in the roast dinner? Is it the full roast dinner with the trimmings?
Yeah, you can get chicken, beef or vegetarian varieties.
That's not a roast
of
dinner,
it. Yeah, with they also cater for weddings, so maybe they can get involved with the
hipster wedding.
The hipster wedding.
Of course, and they just roll it up.
Yep.
So it's just like a...
Mm-hmm.
Haven't they been doing this for years at music festivals? You get a giant Yorkshire pudding.
Is
and they
it in
put...
a burrito form?
Well, it's just a rolled up thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not rolled
this
up.
This is apparently the new thing.
This Yorkshire's flat, but like a bowl, really.
Yeah, like a, yeah. You put the food
like
in it.
A Yorkshire wrap.
Okay. Just a different shape.
It's just
then,
lazy,
really.
Lazy, isn't it? It's just not even hipster at all. What else have you got?
I've got another restaurant in Soho is providing people with Instagram kits. So when they eat, they get given a little pack with like a portable light, a multi-device charger, a clip-on wide-angle lens, and a tripod selfie stick so they can take the best picture of their food.
For God's sake. Yeah. Is that still a thing? Do people still take pictures of their food and put it on Instagram? Is that a thing still?
Yes, that is still a thing.
Have you ever taken a picture of your food?
Probably.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, look, I've never done that.
No.
Maybe once on a plane, but not for Instagram. Just because I wanted to remember the delicious steak that I had.
Plain food is delicious.
In many ways, that's weirder, isn't it?
It was just for me.
What put on your wall at home.
Yeah. And the fact that apparently the nicest steak you've ever had is on a plane.
I know, but it was the one time I've travelled up the front end.
When you flew a plane.
And and as the pilot, they bring you some steak.
Steaks on a plane.
Good.
Oh!
Thank you, thank
very
you.
Very good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no point in doing the rest of it, no?
No point in the show's
just
over.
Just put that fanfare on for 10 minutes.
The show's finished, and that's it. Anyway, Sam Delaney with you in an hour and 10 minutes. I'm just hearing in my ear that I've got to carry on. So, what else have you got, Daisy?
We've got a pop-up micro pig petting zoo.
Can you eat it?
No.
Right.
You can stroke it and take pictures of it.
Can't eat any zoos.
Right.
That's a good concept, though. Pet before you eat sort of restaurant.
Like lobsters when you pick them.
Yeah, but...
You pet them, do you?
Petting zoo, and then...
I mean, I could have...
Give it half an hour. No, you don't have to kill it. They take it out the bat. You might hear that... Wow! Or something. And then about an hour later, some
lovely sausages.
It's a long
dinner, isn't it, though?
Yeah, you'd fill up, if on a plane, though, you'd then fill that plane up with cows, which would make, get your steak, cows on a plane doesn't work so well, does it? No, you're still up there with the steaks one.
Can you imagine if they just brought cows down a plane for you to pet before they made it into a steak?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened with the giant rabbit that died.
On what?
Wasn't there that big rabbit on the plane that died?
Was a big rabbit on a plane that died. You're right.
Yeah.
A few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it died because they were all going to eat it on the flight.
They were all petting it. It died from over-petting.
Yeah.
I was thinking this pop-up restaurant thing. Mm. Right. So the issue to me, it seems, is that the gimmick, we've talked about this before, but the gimmick if you open a hipster place is just come up with something that someone else just hasn't quite thought of and then just add a little bit, like the burrito and the rolling up of the thing. It's been done, but...
It's slightly different way,
There's now a different way of doing it. But as is in the news today about washing machines, right, surely the idea that the washing machine shouldn't be in a kitchen, which is what Kirsty Allstop has been saying, right, on this Twitter spat, there's room now for a pop-up, surely, restaurant just full of washing machines. Or, you see, this is the twist, it's just a laundrette. But you set up a dining table in the laundrette, and hence you've now got a fashionable Kirsty Allsop Twitter rant-based eating pop-up venue, haven't you?
There is a secret bar in Manchester which looks like a laundrette, and you go in it. Slightly different.
Do you have to crawl through a washing machine?
You do. No, I'm joking, I've never been, but... Oh.
Anyway, washing machines shouldn't be in the kitchen. Not least because customers are disgusting, but washing machines are racist.
There we go again. I genuinely haven't heard this joke for about a year.
I know what you're going to be saying, probably.
There he is.
My washing machine...
Really crowbarred into it.
My washing machine.
I've only really crowbarred into the joke you did on Radio X a year and a half
I've
ago.
I've only just remembered it. My washing machine is racist, actually, so...
I'm not going to ask you why.
Well, because on the front of it, right?
I specifically said I don't want to know
why. Yeah, but you need to know. Because people need to watch out for this and don't buy these washing machines because they support apartheid. Because it says that coloureds and whites should be separate on the front of the washing machine. And that's not right. They should mix. That's the modern way.
I've never seen that on the front of a washing machine.
It's on the front of my washing machine. And you should. It says separately is what it says.
Right.
So my washing machine is racist, is what I'm saying. Plus, they're white goods, aren't they? And that's not right.
Hmm.
So Just say, I'm just pointing.
Is it done now?
Just pointing it out.
I had that reaction, Daisy, when he did that originally 18 months ago. And then he did take a picture of his washing machine to prove it.
And so I was right, wasn't I?
It seems unfeasible and crowbarred, is actually what it says on his washing machine.
And many washing machines.
Although I've never seen any other washing machine like it. So.
It's funny you should mention crowbars, because I have an anecdote.
Yeah. Is it about a crowbar?
Yeah.
BJ. No. BJ McKay.
Yeah. No.
No.
I was actually joking.
Oh, fine.
So good.
Good. All right. Anything else popped up that we're going to hate in equal measure?
There's a pop-up adult playground coming soon. So, you know, you've got, like, the ball pit pop-up in Shoreditch, I think it is, probably.
Yeah, the bar that's a ball pit as well.
You've now got, for one weekend only, guys, so you better go to that. Giant seesaws, swings, etc. Kids are banned. Woo!
What? So they're actual adults? Because obviously I sneak a go in a playground. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
But these are like just bigger versions of...
You don't need that though, do you?
No.
You can go on the regular one.
That's fair, actually. And so I need help to get on those swings.
Get a leg up from your five-year-old daughter.
Yeah. Like, come on, Daddy, I'll push you. Help me on. Help me on, Isla. So this is geared up for adults. What, wider slides?
Yeah, I guess so. Entirely free for 1 hour to improve your well-being.
And
didn't give any more specifics on how you improve your well-being.
Yeah, but who doesn't...
Is it a bar as well?
No, it's just a big playground.
Where is it?
London Fields.
Yeah.
It was London, isn't it? It's only London Centre in the pop-up things. Can you go, when we were kids, you used to go down there and hang out in a playground and drink cider on swings?
That's what I was thinking.
So
just stolen that.
They should recreate that.
Not even a bar.
Well, this is the point of the pop-up. It just steals an existing idea and just goes off and twists it slightly.
Mm.
So,
pop-up.
But did you, I mean, this generation, I was reading a thing about this generation, which is probably you, Daisy, don't go down the park anymore and sit on the swings and drink cider. Did you ever do that?
I didn't, but loads of people did.
Oh, right.
I wasn't invited. No, I'm joking. Yeah. I didn't want to go.
You weren't invited. Yeah, no one liked you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
you know, that's
a rite
of passage. So I think as an adult, you should be allowed to do it. You're right. Why isn't there a bar there?
I go and drink in the park sometimes.
Alone?
Well, still now.
I work in a pub, which is by a park, and someone came in to use the loo the other day and then walked out. And as he walked out, he just put a little bag on his head and walked off into the dark park. Isn't that really scary?
That's weird, isn't it?
A little bag?
Yeah, like a bag for life. Just put it on his head and walked off into the dark park.
We're all full of weird anecdotes today, aren't we?
Really?
Anyway, there we go. Look, time's up. So, in the next part of the programme... Thanks, Daisy, by the way, for whatever that was.
You rounded off that segment.
Yeah. In the next hour of the programme, there will be a game of Dead or Alive. There will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. And Professor Stephen Hawking will join us to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. News is on the way next.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to be a security guard. Work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now, I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to, and I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
To celebrate our new sponsorship of Red Bull Racing, Esso is giving you a chance to feel part of the team. Fill up at any Esso station before the end of August, and you could find yourself trackside with the Red Bull Racing team at a selected race this season. Esso and Red Bull Racing, the new fast.
Terms apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40cm self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £99.99. Homebase, always low prices.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up, work to do. Shower, tick. Shave, tick. Dressed, next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn, Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
Back a bit. No, forward. Bit more. Now, back.
Forward! Wait! Forward!
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, more criticism of Grenfell Council. EU hits back at Boris and have fewer kids to help the environment.
Talk Radio.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan says the response to the Grenfell Tower fire has been poor, inadequate and shameful. He made the comments after the incoming leader of the local council suggested she'd never been inside a tower block before the disaster. Elizabeth Campbell later clarified her comments, but Andy Slaughter, a former shadow housing minister and Labour MP for neighbouring Hammersmith, isn't impressed.
Who is in charge on the ground? We were told last week that there would be some commissioners or something going in to help. I've heard nothing about them whatsoever. What I have heard is the leader of Kensington Council is saying that she's never visited a tower block. What is actually going on the ground in Kensington and Chelsea? They are not taking this seriously.
A gay man has won a legal battle to get the same pension rights for his husband as a mixed-sex couple. 66-year-old former cavalry officer John Walker wanted to ensure his partner would get some of his pension income in the event of his death. The US president has defended his eldest son, saying he's been open, transparent and innocent about a meeting with a Russian lawyer linked to the Kremlin. Donald Trump Jr. was trying to dig up dirt on Hillary Clinton ahead of the election, but admits he didn't get anywhere. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator has hit back after the foreign secretary said the bill facing the UK when it leaves the union is extortionate.
I'm not hearing any whistling, just the clock ticking.
That's Michel Barnier, who says Britain must recognise its financial obligations. Professor of EU Law and Human Rights Steve Pearce has told Talk Radio that amount shouldn't be as high as some predict.
Legally speaking, we should be on the hook only for contracts signed before the date of Brexit or other kind of legal relationships like a pension that lead up to the date of Brexit. And that will add up a few billion, but it won't get anywhere near 100 billion.
And it's been suggested the best way of cutting carbon emissions is for people to have fewer children. Swedish and Canadian climate change researchers say avoiding air travel and going vegetarian would also have a far greater impact than using low-energy light bulbs.
Less.
That is so pathetic.
Now,
you weren't listening to me, so Cornelius had to write the word less as a prompt on a piece of paper.
But he didn't do it until you stopped speaking. So you stopped speaking, and then the time elapsed while Cornelius found a pen, wrote the word less, held it up to John. John put his glasses on, and then leaned back to the microphone and went, less.
Yep. And that's comedy timing.
That is slick as, everyone.
Right, it's been one of those shows. Right, so, Victoria, thank you very much for that. In half an hour, Victoria will be back here with her bonus news, 3:30. She will bring us, more news.
Vegetable news.
Yes, specifically, but usually it's animal, it's vegetable, it's mineral. It's
animal news.
No, today it's vegetable news.
Mineral
no,
news.
No, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Yes. If it's happening in the world of vegetables, it's happening here, frankly. Now, would you like to tease us with a vegetable?
Yes, onions.
Vegetable news.
But, so do you remember we had the story about the angry allotment holders and the onions?
Oh, is
so
that
there was a row.
On?
No, I've got an even more more, I can't even speak.
No, we've heard your news bulletin.
No, you haven't.
Oh, no, you're right.
I've got more people angry about onions, but this is even more crazy.
Okay.
Even crazier. Vegetable news.
Yes, in half a thing. Right, good. Thank you, Victoria. Weather now.
Talk Radio, national weather.
This is a shambles. Dry and bright and warm. Highs
weather.
Are 23 degrees.
The weather is a shambles.
No, this whole thing, i.e. the radio show.
Yep.
Just the station, Dave. Don't hold back. That's why you're here once every so often.
Now here's Ben. It's always good when Dave's not here, though, weirdly. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. To Wimbledon, and after Andy Murray took the first set of his quarter-final match 6-3, his opponent Sam Querrey struck back to take the second 6-4. It's been a topsy-turvy third set, with Murray breaking early on before his opponent getting revenge late on. It was five games all a short time ago. Arsenal striker Olivier Giroud says he's not sure if he'll still be at the Emirates by the time the transfer window closes. He's been linked with a potential move away following the signing of Alexander Lacazette from Lyon. As for that new arrival, one player that's looking forward to linking up with him is Aaron Ramsey. He's been speaking with TalkSport on the Gunners' tour down under.
It's just about building up these relationships with all the players, understanding how they play and how you're going to work off that. So, no, he's a quality signing. His record is it's been very good over a number of years. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what he's capable of in the Premiership.
Finally, Crystal Palace have signed Ruben Loftus-Cheek on a season-long loan from Premier League champions Chelsea. The England under-21 international is Frank de Boer's first signing since being appointed manager. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben. He's got the pre-recorded sport there. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Still to come, a game of dead or alive in the final half an hour, but the big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The big debate is now. So, Wimbledon, of course, and just to bring you up to date, currently on centre court there is some tennis, while over on number one court there's also some tennis. The other court has some tennis, as does the Pyramid Court and the John Peel Court. That's a lot of tennis, and now you're up to date on the tennis. Now, apparently, Well, this is very good news, actually. We've moved on in society to a point where women are allowed to play tennis as well. And that is brilliant, because particularly when one of these tennis women, the Australian Johanna Konta, has got through to the Wimbledon semi-finals, where she will lose to Venus Williams. But in truth, she is British as well, even though she was born in Australia. But she's one win away from becoming the first British/Australian woman to play in a Wimbledon final for 40 years, an achievement that today has sent ripples through the sporting fraternity. She is surely on course, whatever happens, to win this year's Sports Personality of the Year, especially as her British counterpart, Andy Murray, hasn't got one. On the line is Hank, who's called Talk Radio using a telephone. Good afternoon, Hank. Thanks for calling. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, Hank.
Hello.
Hello. You're through to
All
talk.
Right.
Yes, you're through to Talk Radio. You've called in because you heard me say ripples there, and I understand you've got a point to make about ripples.
I'm terrified of them.
Yep.
Yep. I used to be quite a big fan. I used to be a surfer, and I didn't mind the ripples.
Ripples.
You know, in the sea, the yep. ripples. Yeah, I'd get in the sea, nice and warm, and it would cool me, you know, to the state where I had, rock hard ripples.
Yeah.
But these days I'm so terrified of them. I have to, I sit down when I go to the toilet. So I don't want to see the ripples in the bowl.
Right. Are you calling then for the removal of ripples from all liquid or let's be specific, just water?
No, every medium.
Right. So all ripples, and this is an outright ban as far as you're concerned. Yep. That is it.
Yeah, they should all be stretched out.
Right.
I think the government should put funding in place for this to happen.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see all ripples, ironed out. I've given them a good ironing out.
Right, so this is, this goes back to the old days, of course, when we used to iron water, doesn't it? This is, but you're calling for a return to that, really, and that's...
Yes, please.
All right. Well, stay on the line, Hank. I want to bring in Charlie. Charlie, you're on a line.
Good afternoon, Charlie. Hello.
You've heard what Hank had to say there. He wants to iron water and get rid of it, the ripple part, anyway, because he thinks we don't need it anymore. What do you think?
Misguided, mistaken, yeah. Misinformed.
Yeah.
I work part-time as a consultant at the Institute of Studies, and we've determined that ripples are perhaps the best average between a still state and a wavy state. Ripples is just right. You know, it's something just right about a ripple.
Yeah.
You know, still water, dangerous, okay? Legionnaire's disease,
yep.
Tadpoles, Loch Ness Monster,
yep.
Anything could be under there.
Right.
Waves, far too dangerous.
Right.
All right? Okay, tsunamis, surfers, Loch Ness Monster, could be anything,
yep.
All right? In between, ripples, just nice, just the right amount of wobble.
So
we'd
call that the Goldilocks zone, then, in many ways.
The Goldilocks ripple.
Yeah.
And indeed, Goldilocks had ripples in her hair, not waves.
No.
Not plats.
Loch Ness Monster?
Had ripples.
Yeah.
I mean, no one was talking about the Loch Ness Monster until it became, ripple-y. You know, ripples of the Loch Ness Monster's mist rippled out across the interwebs.
Right.
I think it's perfectly okay for Goldilocks to have ripples, I must say. I mean, on a woman, a lovely pair of ripples is fine.
Right.
But on a man, they're not needed. Can you explain to me, John, or your other guest, what is the purpose of ripples on a man?
Well, it's not really where the ripples are on the man so much as if the man is in the water where the ripples are, then the ripples would indeed be on the man, and indeed a woman, if she went in, and the ripples happened. I mean, what do we make...
If I was in the water, the water would be up to my ripples, but whereas if you were next to me, John, you'd be drowning.
Yeah. Let's talk about the... you're saying tough on ripples, tough on the cause, tough on the... And, Charlie, you're listening to... I know you're listening to this, and I can see you shaking your face and eyes.
I am, yes. Well, I'm not so much shaking them. I'm kind of like undulating them in such a fashion that they're rippling across my features.
Yes.
Because that is my preferred medium of expression, the
yeah.
ripple. It's a hot day today. It probably is where you are as well. It's pretty hot, everywhere in the world at the moment. It is National Hot Day.
Yes.
And, no one was talking about raspberry ice cream before it became raspberry ripple ice cream.
That's right. That's exactly right. You don't even get raspberry ice cream without the ripple part, do you?
Ice cream.
No, exactly.
You don't get
raspberry ripples.
It's the worst flavour.
Well, hang on. No, wait a minute. Because you don't get a chocolate ripple, do you? You just get a raspberry ripple, right?
Yeah,
so,
it's the worst
and this
one.
comes from the when it was fashionable. You remember? Well, you won't remember because it was medieval. But they used to throw stone. People used to throw stones into raspberries, didn't they? When you could throw a stone into a pond, you get ripples. People just throw stones into raspberries, and that's how stones get into fruit: avocado, plums, cherries, etc. It's
right,
basically
right.
vandalism. It's vandalising the fruit with stones.
That's part of the game. Have you heard of the game of poo sticks, where you throw poos into rivers?
Yeah.
And it produces ripples, and those ripples have a resounding effect on the local wildlife.
Yeah.
I mean, if people throwing poos into canals,
yeah.
in this day and age,
it's barbaric, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people have said
it's unfair.
Let's talk about the ripple economy a little bit, Charlie, as well, because this has been in the news recently. Now, this is ripples. It's like, they do their thing, don't they? You throw a stone into the water, there's a ripple appears, and then it just sort of disappears, doesn't it? It does its job, and then it disappears. It's got no rights, has it?
Well, no, but the point of the ripple isn't to exist for itself. It's a community player, okay? Ripples exist to affect other things, in much the same way that, the Loch Ness Monster, as we've already said,
yeah.
exists to kind of put Scotland on the map. Without it, the
yeah.
Americans would think it was simply a part of France or Spain
yeah.
or another British counterpart.
Well, it's a good... I mean, you make a good example of that. The Loch Ness Monster is famous for its cartography skills, of course. The Loch Ness Monster drew Scotland on the map initially.
Where do we draw the line, though?
Well, you draw the line around the edge of Scotland, because otherwise you wouldn't have the shape of the country.
If ripples were allowed their own control, if they would just get out of hand, and we'd end up with tsunamis, and
But ripples won't get... That's the whole point of ripples. They can't get out of control. Waves are out of control.
Out of control,
still
yeah.
water is
well,
out of control.
Ripples
are a nice medium.
Who's keeping an eye on it? Who's controlling them? Who's in charge?
Should we police ripples?
Exactly.
There's plenty of regulation about ripple. The ripple regulation is very stern.
Yep.
It is in place. If a ripple exceeds four ripplees on the ripplometer,
yep.
it is classified as a high ripple.
Yeah,
and that's only two ripplees away from being a wave. At which point it is then, as you know, arrested and stoned like a prune.
This is like the job of the Coast Guard, of course, as we
of
know.
Course, yes.
But that needs funding. Who's going to pay for the Coast Guard to arrest any ripple that has more than the required number of ripplees on the ripplometer and to stop it becoming a wave? I mean, it's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Well, it's a Ripley slope, but we can all play our part. You know, every time we go to the seaside, we buy those postcards and teddy bears, you know, from the Coast Guard shops.
Yes.
You know, that's what's been, you know, propping it up so
far. Okay, what about domesticated ripples? So we're talking about wild ripples. But what about ripples in that have been trained? What about ripples that aren't dangerous anymore and can't expand, can't grow? You know, maybe it's like when wait a minute. It's like in the old days when they used to bind up the ladies' feet in feudal Japan. Would you bind up a ripple to stop it growing?
Well, no, but you should do. Yes, they should be contained. I'll tell you something, John. There's a gentleman down my road who runs a corner shop, and his name's Mr. Desh Pandy. And if you go into his corner shop, do you know what? He sells ripples.
Mm.
You can buy them prepackaged in a little plastic tube.
Yeah.
And he sells those. And I think that's partly the reason why his shop got firebombed last month.
Right. Well, it's not about, you know, they're not illegal. I mean, ripples aren't, I mean, you're calling for a ban on them, but they're not illegal.
They're highly regulated.
Yeah, exactly, and they bring in a lot of tax revenue for the government. You know, if you go and buy a ripple, as you're suggesting, you know, there's a certain amount of tax on that. That's income for the government, isn't it?
I don't think the net gain we get from them isn't significant enough for the regulation that they require.
Right. Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden? I don't know whether you're familiar with because what they've done there is they've taken all the ripples out of the fields and they've put them in one field. So they're all contained, which is what we're talking about, in one place. They've got trained elk there to round up ripples like a sheepdog, a sheep elk.
It looks like a jacuzzi, all the ripples in one field.
Well, yes, exactly. And what that is a lovely jacuzzi for all the people in Sweden. That's what they've opened there. And I just wonder whether or not you'd be happy, Hank, if we just took all the ripples from all the ponds and all the lakes and put them in one particular water body.
At least we'd know where they are. I mean, if you look, you know, the police won't know where the criminals live, then at least we'd know where the ripples are and what they're getting up to.
Let Charlie come back in on that. Charlie.
Hank, sorry, we've tried that before, haven't we? We've tried putting everything in one place before, okay? That's, you know, we put all the criminals in one place before, and then it became Australia, okay? That's what happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't just be putting all of the ripples in one place. How are ripples going to migrate? How are they going to go on a holiday and take lovely pictures for their Instagram accounts? It's just unfair.
A lot of them.
With respect, Charlie, I don't think ripples deserve to be going on holiday. They've been put into, they should be put into one place because you know what havoc they cause, and they don't deserve the entitlement to have holidays on the British taxpayer.
Hank, have you ever fallen on the floor and tried to get up but failed?
No.
Okay. When that's happened, you are having a ripple. Okay. So just think how much ripples are in your life.
Well, I fell over the other day and I tore one of my ripples trying to get up from the abrasion on the road surface.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't use your ripples enough. You need to kind of keep touching and using your ripples to make them stronger.
And there we must leave the debate, which will run and run. That's
ripple and ripple.
Yes. So
flakes are better. Flakes are better than ripples.
Finished?
No.
Yes, you have. So that's the debate there. And do we need ripples? I mean, we've all seen them, but do we need them in post-Brexit Britain when we've got posters and hammocks? Why do we need them? Why do we need ripples? That's what Charlie and Hank think. Charlie, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Capillary wave.
Thank you. Hank?
Flakes.
And there it is. Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with a word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So listen, sour flavours are big right now. So Oasis Drinks is launching new Sour Oasis in apple cherry sour and kiwi apple sour flavour. And grime is big right now, so Oasis is jumping on that too.
Yeah, Max, check this jingle, rap, drink em up, rap, drink em up. Introducing new Sour Oasis, buy em now, get em in your faces. If it's not stocked in your local places, oh well, just buy a normal Oasis. Rap, drink em up, rap, drink em up, yeah.
Have you discovered the award-winning new Citroën C3? With integrated connected cam Citroën, 36 bi-tone colour combinations, Apple CarPlay and 3 years free servicing. Why not discover it for yourself in showrooms now or search new C3?
Citroën.
Features available on selected models. 3-year offer ends after 36 months or if 35,000 miles are exceeded, whichever occurs soonest. Terms and conditions apply at participating dealers only.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up, work to do. Shower, tick. Shave, tick. Dressed, next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn, Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we have two lanes closed, very slow traffic due to two accidents. That is on the M1 northbound between Junction 39 and Junction 40. Lanes 1 and 2 are closed there. Elsewhere in Greater Manchester, slow traffic on one lane blocked due to a multi-vehicle accident. It's on the M60 anti-clockwise between Junction 18 and Junction 17. The outside lane there is closed. And at Somerset, very slow traffic due to an earlier broken down lorry. It's on the M5 northbound between Junction 24 and Junction 23. I'm Sammy Jolo.
At Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, we're proud to be the first in the UK to have city emergency braking as standard across our entire range of vans. At low speeds, this clever technology scans the road ahead for vehicles, automatically applying the brakes if they get too close. So you're less likely to be involved in an accident, meaning your van spends more time where it should be, on the road. Search Volkswagen vans to discover more. What's stopping you? Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. Standard on all new van orders from the 1st of June 2017. Excludes pickups. Operates at 18 miles an hour or less. A 2015 Euro NCAP study showed a 38% reduction in real-world rear-end crashes by vehicles with autonomous emergency braking.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey! So, Talk Radio in the afternoons. You were listening there to the traffic and travel with Sammy Jolo. And some of your reactions have been coming in for the big debate. It was, of course, on ripples. Do we need ripples? Now, ripples, of course, water, ordinarily, flat. Ripples ruin it. That's what a lot of people are saying. They just come in, someone throws a stone in, of course, and nothing should happen. But what instead? You get ripples. And Hank was there calling for ripples to be banned outright. Leave water flat, he said. Charlie, on the other hand, said ripples just about right. Still water, stagnant, Legionnaire's disease, Loch Ness Monster. Too many ripples, waves, dangerous, tsunamis, Loch Ness Monster. That's what he said. But what are you saying? Cornelius has been
lots coming in. Jeff says, I only really have a tipple at Christmas, if I'm honest. Not sure I'd miss it. Not sure he's quite hurt.
Jeff misheard that.
Yes. Alex has said, I'm a skydiver and I need to ripple my cord so I don't hit the ground hard and fast and become a pulpy mash in a field somewhere. Right. Although other people have been texting in saying they would be happy for that to happen to Alex. So lots of debate. John, what about in olden times, Jack the Ripple?
Right, thank you very much indeed. Now it is time for Professor Stephen Hawking. He's a friend of the show. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that he pops in, usually weekly, not always, depends how busy he is. Physics is a demanding job. Now, what he turns up here for, though, is nothing to do with physics, really. He comes in here to tell us a joke, and the thing is, he only tells us the setup to the joke when he comes into the studio, because the punchline to that joke is available only on our podcast, which you can find at talkradio.co.uk or iTunes or other reputable podcast outlets. The reason he does that? Well, it's a bit like a lollipop stick, isn't it? If you set your mind back, because I'm not sure they do this anymore. What they do is they've got you had a lolly stick back in the day, and the setup to the joke was written on the stick of the lolly, but the punchline was underneath the icy treat of the lolly itself. And to get the punchline, you had to suck the lolly off. You might remember. Do you, Michael McIntyre's here? Michael, do you remember the lolly stick?
Hello, John. How are you? Well, oh, yes, it's great to be here on my favourite radio station of them all. It's Talk Radio. Yeah. We'll get you talking.
Right.
So it went a bit Jeremy Vine there.
Yeah. Michael, can you remember the lolly sticks?
Now, John, have you ever had one of these twister lolly sticks?
The twister lolly stick.
I mean, what flavour is the green bit of that?
It's yellow.
No, no, I'm talking about the other bit, the green bit.
That's yellow, like the tennis ball.
No, a tennis ball.
You're supposed to be an observational comedian, and you've observed the wrong colour of a tennis ball and a twister lollipop.
Who names an ice lolly after a natural disaster? Why, who is going to eat a twister? You don't eat earthquake, you don't eat tsunami. I mean, it does sound a bit like salami.
Josh Widdicombe's turned up as well. He's in the...
Stop mocking me. Very, very offensive. Hello, John. What would you like to know?
Do you remember the lolly sticks? Can you think of any other food stuff that might be named after a natural disaster?
When people are saying they're having a midnight feast, okay, feast obviously a lolly stick, who's eating at midnight? I mean, what are they doing? I mean, you're going to sleep terribly if you're eating at midnight. I mean, are these people going to bed at 9 and then waking up at midnight just to eat? I mean, how lazy can you get? Feast.
Josh Widdicombe with us in the studio along with Michael McIntyre as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, Josh Widdicombe there.
Goodbye, John.
Sounds like a chicken, doesn't
it? Josh, is it true that before your gigs, you eat a live chicken, and so when you open your mouth, occasionally it squawks out of your face?
Well, I don't want to say whether it's a live chicken or not. I don't want to say whether it's... I can assure you... It's not a female chicken. In fact, before a show...
Anyway, stop it. And so what we'll do is we will... because he's just... Luckily, he's just turned up in the nick of time. Professor Stephen Hawking is here. He has the setup to a joke. Play the overly long intro music.
Why does Professor Stephen Hawking tell one-liners?
There it is. Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. If you would like the answer to that joke, the punchline, you will find it on our podcast, which is available at talkradio.co.uk and iTunes. Like a little bonus treat. I must say as well, there is extra bonus material on each and every one of our podcasts. Should you wish to subscribe, not only is this show available as a podcast, the least worst bits of it, it dropped onto the internet for you to find on a weekly basis. You can also find all of our big debates on their own Big Debate podcast as well. That's available on a daily basis, that is. And you will also find that at iTunes or talkradio.co.uk. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, Victoria is going to have some bonus news for us. Today, we're going to bring you vegetable news. And we will also be playing a game of Dead or Alive. Away on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. The new leader of Kensington and Chelsea Council has tried to clarify comments she made about never visiting a tower block before the Grenfell fire. Elizabeth Campbell says she's been inside many high-rises before but has never stepped foot in someone's flat.
I'm sorry, yes, a canvas, but I thought people had asked me whether I'd actually been into people's flats. I've been into other flats in lots of other things, but I was racking my brains to be within a flat in a tower block.
The incoming council leader insists she has the relevant experience for the job, having worked with disadvantaged families for 7 years. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says her comments won't fill residents with confidence. A gay man has won a legal battle to get the same pension rights for his husband as a mixed-sex couple. 66-year-old former cavalry officer John Walker wanted to ensure his partner would get some of his pension income in the event of his death. The US president's defended his eldest son after news broke that he met a Russian lawyer to try and dig up dirt on Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump says Donald Trump Jr. has been open, transparent and innocent. A prisoner who was released by mistake just 9 months into a 9-year sentence has been arrested. Rolston Dodd was tracked down in Birmingham. His sentence for nearly stabbing someone to death wasn't recorded properly by the court. And the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh have welcomed the King and Queen of Spain to the UK. They're visiting London on a 3-day state visit. Conservative MPs are threatened to walk out if King Philippe lays claim to Gibraltar in a speech in Parliament. The weather staying dry overnight, feeling a little bit chillier with lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be fine and warm with some sunny spells and showers. Highs of 22. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Oh, that's a chorus.
That's right, Victoria, because we know that your bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So the time has to be made up because you get paid the same, which is why at 3:30 every day we bring you bonus news, animal news, vegetable news or mineral news. Today we bring you...
Vegetable news.
A drunk man has gone on a violent, naked rampage.
What?
Threatening to shoot people because a restaurant put onions in his food. So, 43-year-old Yuvraj Sharma got into a heated argument with staff at All India restaurant in Pittsburgh. And he even returned the next day to address the issue of the onions. He suggested he had a gun in his trousers.
But he was naked.
And then he revealed himself.
Well, when he said a gun in his trousers... did he turn up naked or did he...
No, he was wearing trousers.
But he stripped...
The next day...
Yeah.
And then was like, I've got a gun in my trousers. I think he said pants because they're in America. Yeah. Got a gun in my pants. And then he revealed his genitalia.
Great accent.
That was good. I like that.
Was he... So he'd eaten there the night before.
Yeah, angry about the onions.
And he complained about the onions.
Mm.
But they went on a naked rampage.
But apparently the restaurant owner was like trying to deal with it in like a normal manner. And then, you know, he didn't like that.
Should you be served a foodstuff you weren't happy with?
I would moan a lot.
Would you?
Well, that's
go on a rampage.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go on a rampage.
Are you the sort of person who does complain in restaurants?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know that doesn't.
Because I'm paying for something, so yeah. I want it to be done properly and right.
Well, technically, you're paying.
I know someone who will complain in every restaurant, and it's too much.
Only if they get it wrong.
Yeah, there's always a problem. They always send food back. It does my head in.
No, but I only send it back, say, for example, I've asked for something without cheese, and they put cheese on it anyway.
Right.
Fair play.
Rather than... And never mind.
Cornelius, you were naked in a restaurant once.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Reminders of the...
Cornelius.
This must have been about a year ago.
Yeah.
We got a PR into the office... I think we discussed it on Hipster News that there was this naked restaurant opening in southeast London called the Bunyadi. That was it. We discussed it on Julia's show. Julia discussed it, and I booked the guest for it. And then about a week later, they invited me down there.
Yeah.
So I went along.
With Zina, your colleague.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was inappropriate.
One of those really awkward things of going to a naked restaurant with a colleague who you haven't seen naked before. And then you've got to sit there together naked and eat a meal naked. As naked as the day you were born.
Yes.
All naked.
Yes.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
It was a bit weird. Yes, John, it wasn't a normal restaurant experience for me.
Oh, hang on, music stopped. Is there more?
Yeah, there's more.
Vegetable news.
Shall I mm-hmm.
press the music? But it was, it was fine.
Well, I remember her saying it wasn't fine because she saw things of you she didn't want to see.
Yeah, little Cornelius went in the soup. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Anyway,
shall we move on?
Yeah.
A municipality in the Philippines is going for the Guinness World Record for the largest vegetable salad. So,
You had the smallest one, didn't you, Cornelius?
Let's not talk about that. Okay. It's set to weigh 1.2 tonnes and it could serve as many as 3,000 people. It's going to be made up of 180 kilos of tomatoes, 160 kilos of lettuce, 160 kilos of carrots, 160 kilos of cucumber, 150 kilos of sugar beets, and 100 kilos of lime. And it's also going to have 92 litres of three different kind of salad dressings. Broccoli, cauliflower, and potato marbles, whatever they are, will also be used as a side dish.
Ooh, potato marbles, I've never heard of those.
No, Google it. So the salad, it's going to be put into a large bowl, which measures 20 feet by 32 feet.
For 3,000 people?
Yeah.
Jesus should have took a salad, a lettuce leaf out of this particular book, because he only had 5 loaves and fishes to feed 5,000 people. And that's never going to work, not even as tapas. So,
right, John.
So he should have gone down the salad route, as far as I'm concerned. Just trying to help you, Jesus.
Normal potatoes.
I mean, I think that moment's been and gone.
Well, what if he comes back?
I mean, he has done that allegedly before.
If Jesus came back now and listened to this vegetable news, then that would give him a helping hand. Is all I'm suggesting. Cornelius, you've just looked up potato marbles.
Yeah, potato marbles has been Googled, and I can sort of give an update. They basically look like regular baby potatoes. New potatoes.
Yeah.
Why are they called marbles?
Because they're about the size and shape of marbles.
No, marbles are much smaller.
Right, it doesn't make
sense. It's just new potatoes.
Okay.
Anyway, yep. And two Australian entrepreneurs have developed a carrot vodka. So Alice Gorman and Jen Windley say the idea came up. They came up with the idea after they realised the carrots grown by their husbands, who are farmers, went to waste if they didn't meet supermarket standards. So they're the ugly carrots. And they reduce them to stock, add a Shiraz base, and then each bottle contains 20% carrots. And apparently the vodka has a subtle taste of the vegetable. There you go.
See, carrots, though, the taste
vegetable
of...
Vegetable news.
The taste of a carrot isn't that nice, is it?
What?
Don't you think?
Is
I mean,
I don't
like
carrots.
I don't like the taste.
I ate a lot of carrots earlier.
I don't mind. I would eat a carrot, but I don't necessarily.
I won't have carrot juice or carrot soup.
Music's run out.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. Shall I?
Yeah.
The thing about a carrot is, I wouldn't necessarily, but like the taste of a carrot.
The thing about vodka is that potato vodka, which is normal vodka, doesn't taste of potatoes.
No, but carrot vodka is deliberately engineered to taste of a carrot.
Going to taste like carrot.
Subtle taste.
Subtle
taste.
Even the subtle taste of carrot. It's wrong. Cucumber in gin is wrong.
Oh, it's awful. Cucumber's the devil's food.
I don't even like it in Pimm's.
Don't like it in anything.
Mm. Well, I went to Devon at the weekend and they had milk vodka.
So it's milk.
It's made
and
up.
Vodka.
That's
no, but it was
Russian.
Clear. It was clear.
Does it taste of milk? Does it?
I don't know.
You didn't
I
have
just
any?
Ignored it because I don't want to have anything to do with milk.
At Glastonbury, I drank both fudge vodka and mint vodka that a stranger gave to me.
I mean, that
explains
a lot.
That sounds sensible.
It was really nice, the fudge vodka, and then the mint vodka did cleanse my palate after it. So that was
great.
Good.
Great chat, everybody. But I am interested in milk vodka. I'd never even heard of milk vodka.
That's
so it's
thing.
Clear, but it takes of milk.
I don't know if it tastes of milk, but it's made with milk. So maybe it has.
How do they take milkiness out of it?
No, they milk vodka. You know when you buy a bottle of vodka and it doesn't have any udders on it?
Oh,
that's because they've
yeah.
got rid of them. But when they're first born...
Yeah.
Bottles of vodka do have udders, and you can milk them.
Right.
So it's more of an instruction than a drink,
this
milk vodka.
Sounds like the sort of thing Donald Trump would pay to do in a hotel room.
Mm.
Yeah. Except with a prostitute. Anyway, so, Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
Vegetable news.
For bringing us vegetable news.
Vegetable
yep,
news.
It happens.
Tomorrow.
And I'd like to tell Thomas I sourced
mineral
all of those stories
news.
Myself.
Tomorrow's mineral news.
Mineral News.
Said that. Right, thank you, Victoria. Next on the programme, there will be a game of Dead or Alive. Sam Delaney with you as well from 4 o'clock this afternoon. Here on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to, I'm John Holmes.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
I'll be joined by Rowan Moore, one of the country's foremost commentators on social housing. He'll be telling us how we can avoid another Grenfell. And also John Nicholson, fantastic broadcaster, SNP politician, former MP, joining me in the studio with his view on all things politics.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Live at Drive today from 4 o'clock
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The trials begin. Families at war. Battles for the throne. Until you can take no more.
No more?
Okay, one more.
How about loads more? With a Now TV Entertainment Pass, you can stream every new episode of Game of Thrones Season 7. Plus, you'll also get a 14-day free trial. Just search Now TV Game of Thrones.
And let your trial begin.
Exactly. Want to watch up mine? I've got crisps.
Ooh.
18 plus, new customers only. Pass also renews at $7.99 a month, unless cancelled.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now, continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3, helping you stop short on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a three-point turn.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40-centimetre self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £99.99. Homebase, always low prices.
I'm a dead man!
Tim, Winston Wolfe, what's happened?
The party got out of hand. There's claret everywhere. The carpet, the sofa. My parents are going to kill me.
You're not dead yet, Tim. Your parents have 5-star de facto rated direct line home plus insurance.
What does that mean?
It means they're covered and the Wolfs just saved your bacon. Although I'd still make a quick getaway if I were you.
Why?
You're 31, Tim. It's time to fly the nest.
Cover your home with Direct Line's 5-star de facto rated Home Plus insurance. Search Direct Line Home Plus. Cover and limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we have two lanes closed, very slow traffic due to two accidents. That is on the M1 northbound between Junction 39 and Junction 40. Lanes 1 and 2 are closed there. Elsewhere in Greater Manchester, slow traffic on one lane blocked due to a multi-vehicle accident. It's on the M60 anti-clockwise between Junction 18 and Junction 17. The outside lane there is closed. And at Somerset, very slow traffic due to an earlier broken down lorry. It's on the M5 northbound between Junction 24 and Junction 23. I'm Sammy Jolo.
At Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, we're proud to be the first in the UK to have city emergency braking as standard across our entire range of vans. At low speeds, this clever technology scans the road ahead for vehicles, automatically applying the brakes if they get too close. So you're less likely to be involved in an accident, meaning your van spends more time where it should be, on the road. Search Volkswagen vans to discover more. What's stopping you? Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. Standard on all new van orders from the 1st of June 2017. Excludes pickups. Operates at 18 miles an hour or less. A 2015 Euro NCAP study showed a 38% reduction in real-world rear-end crashes by vehicles with autonomous emergency braking.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the Outer Limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. Congratulations, you've missed us flailing about. Now, Sam Delaney's with you from 4 o'clock. He'll have Drive, of course, here on Talk Radio. And, well, you know, we're just looking at the news here. Let me give you an update, certainly, on the tennis. There's some... I'm just looking at it now. There's a...
Big screen.
Someone that looks like Diane Abbott is talking in front of some green books.
No, it's a wrong yellow screen. Mate. That's the wrong screen, John. That's BBC News.
Oh,
and
right.
That is Diane Abbott.
Oh.
You, the one on the right.
Oh, right. Okay, good. There's a woman. She seems to be talking to a web...
You've gone left.
Hold your hands up, left and right. One of them makes an L.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Right.
The other screen. Right. All right, okay, yeah, and there's some tennis there. Yeah. There's also President Trump's eldest son has insisted he didn't tell his dad about meeting a Russian lawyer. Yeah, right.
Did you write that?
The news is very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
I know. And it's all right, because we're here to help, because what we do is we take the news and we run it through the Japanese poetry, because it makes it easier to understand, because it simplifies it down to a rigid number of syllables. 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Conta reaches Wim. Wimbledon semi-finals. Give us hope, Joanna.
Yeah. The news in haiku. And now... it is time for our Wednesday quiz. A list of things. Are they dead? Are they alive? It's a game of dead or alive! So, yeah, dead or alive, a list of items and things. All you have to do is figure out whether they're dead or whether they're alive. It's easy. On the line to have a go at it today is Kieran. Hello, Kieran.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. How are you, Kieran? Are you well? Do we find you well?
You find me very well, yes.
I'm glad about that. So, what do you do, Kieran, and where do you do that, whatever it is that you do?
Oh, I'm a chef, and I'm a chef in Croydon.
Oh, right. How long have you been a chef?
Oh, about 15 years now.
Oh, right. So you know, fully versed chef. Are you a head chef, Kieran, or what sort of a chef are you?
I'm an executive chef of a company.
Oh, right. Is there a washing machine in your kitchen, out of interest?
Washing machine guy. We've got somebody who washes all the dishes.
Yeah.
So that could count, certainly.
That certainly counts. I don't know if you've seen that Kirsty Allsop has said that it's disgusting to keep a washing machine in a kitchen today. Big Twitter spat going on, Kieran. I don't know if you're aware of it.
No, I've not seen that.
No, never mind then. Right, okay, here's how it's going to work, Kieran. I've got a list of things that are either dead or they're alive. All you have to do is tell me which is which. And that's it. That's how a quiz works. So... we've done the banter part now, the bit where the radio presenter talks to the caller, and now we'll do the quiz part. Here we go! Myth dead or alive. Okay, here we go. Andy Murray's chances of winning Wimbledon based on his score right now.
Well, I've not watched any. Alive.
Over to our tennis correspondent, Dave.
Currently, John, based on the current score, which is Andy Murray has some points and Sam Querrey has more.
Yep.
It's dead, I'm afraid.
Right, his chances are dead at the moment. All right, okay. Dead or alive? My mum. Dead or alive?
Oh, alive.
Well, in truth, I don't know, because I was adopted, so I've no idea whether or not my birth mother is dead or alive. But as my adoptive mother is alive, I'm going to give you those points. That's fine. Good work, Kieran. Dead or alive? Captain Cool Jacket.
Dead.
Yes. It's the nickname Cornelius, who's here. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
Has given to himself on the back of getting himself a new jacket. But the nickname is dead because no one else is calling him that, despite his efforts, because his jacket is the very antithesis of cool, in fact. And is...
that's unfair.
Well, it's like a child has gone out dressed as a double denim man. That's all that's happened. There we go. Andy Murray's chances of winning Wimbledon based on the score right now, Kieran.
Oh, we already had that, so dead.
Over to Dave, our tennis correspondent, for an update.
Currently, actually, based on what's happened in the last 35 seconds, even more dead. Oh, so what is currently dead.
Oh. What is the score, Dave?
The score is 2-2, but Andy Murray is down a break in the 5th set, and Sam Querrey looks like he's about to break in for the 2nd time.
All right. Oh, so still dead. Andy Murray's chance is still dead. The over-sexualised Femme Fresh shaving advert.
Dead.
Yes, it's been banned. It was deemed too explicit by the Advertising Standards Authority and because it featured models, close-ups of models' crotches that had been shaved. But that advert not allowed to be shown anymore. Work experience Stewart's goldfish, Steve. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, it's dead. After work experience, Stuart cleaned it with some soap, thinking that would help. It didn't. Seamus Milne, who is Jeremy Corbyn's spin doctor, Seamus Milne's marriage, dead or alive?
Dead.
Well, now, I mean, at the time of writing, it's alive. Now, he's been photographed, spotted in many ways.
Spotted.
With nuzzling, the tabloid's words, not mine, with a blonde lady, 15 or so years or 25 years, I think, his junior. Now, friends of Seamus Milne say that he wasn't, and I quote, a willing participant in the nuzzle. just as Donald Trump Jr. wasn't a willing participant in those Russian meetings. It's exactly the same, isn't it? Nuzzling up to the Russians as he was. But at the moment, his marriage is alive, so take that. My auntie Sylvie, dead or alive?
Alive.
Yes, she is. It's a weekly update for regular listeners. My auntie Sylvie is very much alive. She's 96. She's in a home. She's lost use of all of her faculties. But drinks from a sippy cup. But she is very much still with us. Dead or alive? Andy Murray's chances of winning Wimbledon based on the score right now.
Alive.
Let's find out.
Even more dead than they were before.
Oh, even more so.
Two breaks down, and Sam Querrey has 3 match points, which means Andy Murray is basically out of Wimbledon. But check back in approximately 2 questions' time.
Okay, well. Cockles and muscles, dead or alive?
Dead.
Yes, I mean, ordinarily you'd think cockles and muscles alive, but no, in this case, I'm afraid they are dead. They were 2 guinea pigs belonging to my sister. The dog ate them. Dead. The Hills.
Alive.
That with the Sound of Music?
Well, it must be.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? But unfortunately, in this case, The Hills were a family who lived just down the road from my parents when I was growing up. And sadly, the whole family, 3 generations of them, wiped out in a tragic calligraphy accident. In the late 90s. Sorry about that. So they're dead. Next question. Andy Murray's chances of winning Wimbledon based on the score right now.
Even more dead.
Over to our tennis correspondent, producer Dave.
That is impeccable timing, because this very second, Andy Murray has just gone out of Wimbledon.
He's out of Wimbledon!
Oh!
His chances are dead. There you go. I hope no one was recording that and hoping to watch it later.
Oh, yeah, okay. Just in case you were doing that, he might still be in it.
He's not. He's out. Andy Murray, that's the breaking news, is out of Wimbledon.
Who beat him?
Sam Querrey, the American.
Yeah, he's out of Wimbledon.
Yeah, but he's sort of British, isn't he?
Well, he used to be.
Yeah. Perfect.
Before 1776.
Yeah. Well, that'll do.
Yeah.
Because frankly, if Joanna Konta, who is Australian, is still in, and she's British for some reason, so technically Britain are going through to the semi-final. Yeah.
Well done, Britain.
Well done.
Very good.
Well done, everybody. Final question. Dead or alive, what primal scream thinks it's good to be?
Alive.
Let's find out. It's alive! You couldn't really make it out there, but it's alive! And now we must go over to the scoring facility that we have here in the studio. Are we firing up a system?
I don't know.
Anybody? Are we firing up a system? We are going to fire up the scoring system. This takes a while, so I do beg your pardon, Kieran. Just bear with us while we work out your score. We have to put your... We input your data into the system here. Oh, there we go. Right, we're in. So, just going to type it in. Sorry, Kieran, bear with us. Very slow system. Cornelius is typing it up.
Oh, sorry, Kieran. What's the right spelling of Kieran?
K-I-E-R-O-N.
Oh. Are you sure that's right? What's your middle name?
I don't have one.
Don't.
Leave it blank, mate.
Have one.
Sorry, leave it blank.
Leave it blank, yeah, delete that.
Leave.
It.
Wait, did you say leaf or leave?
Leave.
Leave.
The opposite of remain.
It.
Blank.
Brackets. Black. Brackets. The opposite of remain.
Yeah.
Opposite.
Of remain.
Wait, where's the bracket?
52%.
52%. Okay.
Okay.
And Andy Murray, what happened to him?
Andy Murray's out of Wimbledon.
His chances of winning Wimbledon are dead.
In five sets.
Five
sets.
Sex.
Sets.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I touched.
Yeah, you get a big error for that on daytime radio. Error message.
I'll print it off now.
Okay, he's printing it off. All right, there. Sorry, Kieran, it takes ages.
That's
quite a slow printer as well, I'm afraid. It's like one of those dot matrix ones, and we can't afford anything more modern than that. So, just hang on while we work out the score. Today's edition of Dead or Alive on Tour Radio in the afternoon. Oh, come on!
Come on, Tim!
There it is. Right, Cornelius. Looking for a score for Kieran, the chef from Croydon. What has he got?
I can confirm that Kieran has scored.
Yes.
8 points!
He's done better than Andy Murray! Because Kieran is a winner. Andy Murray is a loser.
A Scottish loser.
Scottish loser.
He's so Scottish.
Scottish loser. Thank you, Kieran. Kieran there, winning. Unlike Andy Murray, who is a Scottish loser, not a British English winner. Scottish loser.
Technically, he did score more than 8 points.
Doesn't matter. Shut up.
Yeah, but you only have to score once to get 15 points in tennis.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'd be good at tennis.
So that's easy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that's it from us. And Sam Delaney isn't here. So
look, he's there.
Is he? Yeah, he's
there
here.
There he is.
Oi.
Oh, double denim.
Sorry, gang. It's not double denim.
It's like this.
It's only double denim or a Canadian tuxedo if you are going, if the trousers as well as the top are denim.
Well, so, no, but you are wearing two lots of denim.
Yeah, but that would make people think that I'm here dressed like Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Or Cornelius, who is wearing
double denim.
Yeah, black denim as well. You're goth, Cornelius, these days.
No, well, no, because my trousers are grey.
Washed out and grey.
I'm indie.
You're wearing two lots of denim up top.
Blood, contaminated blood.
Yes.
Will be under discussion today.
Yeah.
And I will be putting contaminated blood into both of your, I don't know what you call these people, producers, cohorts, lick spittles.
Yeah.
But I will...
Hangers on.
Put it into their veins.
Good.
Contaminated blood, Grenfell Tower.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Andy Murray's just gone out.
And Andy Murray has crashed out. And our special Wimbledon correspondent, Jackie Bell Trout, off of Sky News, will be reacting to that.
Good.
So all that and more.
Thank you, Sam Delaney. He's with you next from 4. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.